State of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
The final full month of the regular season has officially arrived, and we return to Valley Strong Ballpark for game three of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez. And Justin, yesterday it took 10 innings of war, but Visalia now on a two-game winning streak.
Yes, Joey, yesterday's game was quite impressive from the Rawhide. Their eighth walk-off win of the season, and who was able to do it? It was Jefferson Pena. Gets his first hit of the ball game, and that is in the bottom of the 10th inning. Scores two runs and seals the deal to a 4-3 score.
So you talk about the ball game yesterday, Jefferson Paney coming in clutch. It's a second walk-off hit he's had so far this season. But going with the starting pitcher, Wilkin Prates, a guy who in five innings of work, he only gave up two earned runs, one strikeout in that ball game, but he definitely let the defense play behind him.
Yeah, Joey, Wilkin Prates did a lot better today on the mound than recent performances. If you look back on July 5th, giving up 10 runs off 12 hits. So improvement from him here in Valley Strong Ballpark.
Visalia used three different pitchers yesterday, Wilkin Prates, Carlos Rey, Alexis Lobano, who would get his fourth win of the season on two innings of work, two hits, one run, struck out a pair of batters as well. But Justin, talking about yesterday's ball game, what was kind of a thing that you saw that you liked about yesterday's game and you want to see it go forward in today's ball game?
Well, Joey, I believe the runners in scoring position was something really good for the Rawhide, 2-for-4 in that game. We compare that to games we've seen prior where the Rawhide have gone 0-for-11. Also, just good timely hitting from the Rawhide. We saw Angel Ortiz, he extends his hitting streak to four games as he got an RBI single in that ball game. Also, just great positioning by the players on hitting balls out and sac flies. So Demetrio Crisantes do that as well. He went for 2-for-3 in this ball game. So really, Joey, the Rawhide hitters have been doing things that we've seen from them so far in the second half of the season. We've seen in July alone three series wins, two losses so far, so looking to improve that today, and currently sitting good, 2-0 series lead right now against the Ports.
We talked about the pros from yesterday's ballgame. We got to talk about the cons, though. The top two batters in the order, Yancel Luis, Christopher Torin, a combined 0-for-6 in yesterday's ballgame. Yancel Luis, 101st hit on Sunday. Since then, he's been held hitless.
Yeah, Joey, Yansan Luis, someone that's been big for this team, held hitless yesterday. And also Christopher Torin, someone that has led the team in getting on bases with over 60 walks so far this season. Really not any action there. Only one walk from him and two strikeouts. So if you want to get better in this ballgame, if you want to continue to stay hot, those hitters have to be able to do so. And Yansan Luis, he will be in the lineup again today to get a chance to get a hit.
Visalia looking for three straight wins. They continue to claw their way back into a first-place spot in the second half of the California League. We'll get ready to step aside, and when we come back, we will take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the California League standings. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com alongside Justin Brown, Joey Gonzalez here with you on this Thursday night. And Justin, with last night's win, the Rawhide back within two games of first place in the South.
Yes, Joey, looking at the South Division, currently Rancho Cucamonga sits atop of the pack with a 19-13 record. In second, the Lake Elsinore Storm are currently enjoying an 18-14 record, but on a two-game losing streak. Visalia, currently two games back from first place, 17-15 overall. And then you look at fourth place in the South Division, Inland Empire, the 66ers, with a 13-19 record, six games back from Rancho at first.
Yesterday, Rancho won, so Visalia unable to make much ground on them, but Lake Elsinore did suffer a loss, so that cut the deficit in half right there, but still plenty of time to play baseball, around 33 games left to play.
Yeah, Joey, a lot more time for these teams to get into playoff position, and you look at the North Division, these teams are going to need that as well, because a lot more division in the North. You look at San Jose, a 21-11 record. They sit five games ahead of the Modesto Nuts at second with a 16-16 record. Looking at Fresno, the Grizzlies, 13-19 overall, eight games back from first place, sitting in third. And then the Stockton Ports coming into today with only 11 wins in the second half of the season. That's the fewest amount of wins. They're currently 10 games back from San Jose in first place.
We'll take a quick 30-second timeout, and when we come back, we'll go through tonight's starting pitchers. Game 3 of the six-game series coming up next. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for first pitch on this Thursday night. As we get ready to go through the starting pitchers, we'll start off first with the home team, the Rawhide.
Yes, Joey, the 185-pounder, 6'3", righty, Southpaw Adonis Perez, enters the ball game with a 3-6 record, has a 5.99 ERA, and in his 15th start of the year, he's given up 47 earned runs, 71 strikeouts, and 29 walks. And Joey, in his last 15 innings of work, given up 15 hits, 11 earned runs, and only 11 strikeouts.
That's the numbers for Adonis Perez here in 2024. Meanwhile, for the visiting Stockton Ports, it'll be the right-hander Corey Avant, 6'4", 225, the 22-year-old right-hander out of Wingate that's located in North Carolina, a ninth-round draft pickup in the 2023 MLB draft. So far in 2024, he's spent time at the AAA level and the low A level. That's the Stockton Ports and the Las Vegas Aviators so far, with Stockton 2-3 with a 7.11 ERA so far in 2024. Justin, as we get ready for first pitch, what is the key to victory tonight?
The key for victory tonight, Joey, is maintaining the at-bats and keeping things hot, and also keeping that energy going. I talked with Jefferson Pena after he hit the walk-off win yesterday. He said, keep that positive mindset. Keep it up, that energy in the locker room, and that's when we help you win these games. Don't let difficulties on defense affect you, especially difficulties on offense as well. I expect Yansel Luis, yeah, he was hitless yesterday, but today you have to come out like you're the hottest hitter on the team.
There's no way that I envision Yansel Luis going three straight hitless games to begin this series against the Stockton Ports. We get ready for first pitch here at 6:30 p.m. Several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the MILB app. You can watch it live on the Valley Live app as well. And as you can all season long, you can listen to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. Once again, it is Adonis Perez versus Corey Avent here on this Thursday night in downtown Visalia for Team USA Rawhide Cap giveaway. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch right here from downtown Visalia. Enjoy the game, everybody. Visalia, California for game three of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez, and happy to be alongside with you on this Thursday night. And just without further ado, let's dive into tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Anthem.
Yes, Joey, leading things off for the Stockton Ports is the catcher, Nick Schwartz. Batting second is the third baseman, Derek Salom. Batting third is the DH, Carlos Amaya. Batting cleanup is the shortstop, Miles Naylor. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Darlin Montero. Batting sixth is the right fielder, Nelson Beltran. Batting seventh is the second baseman, Elvis Riho. Batting eighth tonight is the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. And batting ninth, the Australian, B.J. Cook, the left fielder.
Once again, starting lineups are brought to you by Anthem. And meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the southpaw Adonis Perez on the mound for the Rawhide here on this Thursday night. Adonis Perez, Nick Schwartz. Schwartz will step up to the plate, and we are ready to play baseball here in the middle of the series. And first pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1.
Joey, been a very exciting series so far. Rawhide have two wins straight and really have been doing great things. A walk-off win yesterday as well.
That pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-2. Nick Schwartz so far on the year, batting .204 with no home runs and 9 RBIs so far on the year. Here's the pitch from Perez, and that one's hit to the right side and foul, so the count remains 0-2. First pitch of the game was brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners of the East since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311.
So 0-2 count now for Schwartz. Not the best numbers averaging, .204 right now.
Trying to get some offense going early in the ball game compared to last night as that pitch is bounced in for ball one, 1-2. Justin, a cloudy night here at Valley Strong Ballpark, so as a result, it feels a little bit cooler.
Yeah, Joey, a little bit cooler. Very chilly here in Valley Strong, 103 degrees. I'd call that a chilly day this summer. You think of that a game on 4th of July, 115 degrees start time.
1-2 pitches inside for ball two, 2-2. Remember when we were out in Stockton at the beginning of the year, end of April, beginning of May, one of those first pitch, 45 degrees. 2-2 pitch on the way outside for ball three, 3-2.
Joey, that's such a vast difference in temperature, Joey. And thinking right now, it's 103 degrees, and you feel some wind. It's about a 5-mile-per-hour wind right now towards the northwest, so blowing not out of the park, but kind of inward.
3-2 with no outs. Payoff pitch on the way from Adonis Perez, and that one is upstairs for ball four. So a leadoff walk to Nick Schwartz. That walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com.
Joey, really not the best situation for Adonis Perez there. He was in a pitcher's count, an 0-2 count, somehow throws four straight balls there to allow a runner to get on. He has already given up, in looking at his last three innings of work, 5 walks.
So now you got Adonis Perez staring down Derek Salom for the first time in this ball game. The deal on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1.
Yeah, looking at Adonis Perez's last outing, 5 innings of work at Lake Elsinore, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and only 1 punch out in that ball game.
0-1 with no outs. Adonis Perez will stare down Salome. The pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Talk a little bit more about Adonis Perez's numbers here in just a moment. It's been a guy who's been able to give this Rawhide depth as of late. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Perez gets ready on the left side of the slab. The pitch home, and that one swung on and missed for strike number two.
Oh, my damn.
One ball, two strikes, no outs. Adonis Perez looking for his first punch out of the ball game against Derek Salome. Working from the stretch early in this ball game. The 1-2 deal on the way, runner in motion. That one's trying to poke out into right field, and instead it will land out of the pasture for a foul ball.
So Adonis in a good count here, 1-2 count. He lost the opportunity to strike the last batter at the plate, so let's see what he can do here now. Don't want to start throwing three balls straight now.
Last time we saw Adonis Perez, it was last Thursday against the Lake Elsinore Storm in a ball game where he struck out just one batter, and now the pickoff attempt goes over to first base. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Perez will stare down Salome. We'll get ready for the pitch. The leadoff walk began this ball game right here. 1-2 pitch on the way. The ground ball to the right side. Bounces off the mound. Fielded by Rojas. Tossed to first base in time. And it is a 4-3 DP. Two down in the inning as we get ready to look at the numbers for Donnie Perez. But look at the replay first. Ramps off the bag over at second base. A step on second for one. Down to first base in time. And Justin, give us the numbers for Adonis Perez so far here in 2024.
Yes, Joey. 3 wins, 6 losses. His 16th start of the year. And in 75 innings of work, he has a 6.07 ERA, allowing 51 earned runs, 72 strikeouts, and 31 walks.
All those numbers that Justin just mentioned, all career highs. Began his time in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization back in 2022. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for strike number one.
See, Carlos Amaya got his single A, his first home run in his single A career yesterday, a solo home run in the second inning.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball 2-2-1. There's a no-doubter, a ball that landed on the camera well out in center field, just left of the batter's eye. A 2-1 pitch on the way from Perez, and that one swung on to miss for strike number two.
And Carlos Amaya yesterday, 2-for-4 night, entered the ballgame with only one RBI. And that's where about it landed, right out there, Joey, in center field.
Yeah, right there on that little roof out there, protecting our center field camera. Two balls, two strikes, a two-way. The pitch on the way is low for ball 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two-way. Carlos Amaya batting 240. The home run that Justin mentioned just a moment ago yesterday, two RBIs on the year. Payoff pitch on the way is inside for ball four. So another at-bat that Perez has been ahead in the count, but still loses the batter.
Yeah, Joe, we've seen this multiple times now, twice now in this ball game. Perez ahead in the count, and then he gets rid of it, just four straight balls. And then you see there another full count for him the second time today where he just finds himself with a ball outside instead of a strike down the middle.
So that walk right there makes it back-to-back performances where he's had two walks. His most walks so far this season was four. That dates back to June 2nd against the Inland Empire 66ers.
And Joey, two losses from him. I mean, a win and a loss in his last three appearances. So trying to find himself in the win column right now.
One ball, no strikes, two away. The upcoming pitch on the way from Perez. And that one is outside for ball 2-2-0.
And Joey, this is a guy that on June 9th was able to get 11 strikeouts in a ball game against Rancho Cucamonga. But then you look in his last three appearances, 11 strikeouts combined. So really trying to get those strikeout numbers up. And if he gets better counts, he might be able to take advantage of it. Right now, a 2-0 count doesn't help.
2-0 pitch on the way to Miles Naylor. That one is fouled backwards, so the count will now move to 2-1.
So you have to think Perez here trying to put those pitches in an uncomfortable zone for the hitter, try to get back up into the count, so hopefully foul off on some of these pitches here to get back up into it.
Two balls and a strike with two-way here in the top half of the first inning. Miles Naylor looking to produce some offense right here. 9 home runs, 44 RBIs on the year. Here's a pitch from Perez, and that one is fouled off to the right side, so the count moved to 2-2. Well, Justin, you talk about that 11 strikeout performance from Adonis Perez on June 9th. One of just two Rawhide players that have 10 or more. Denny LaRondo was the other one with 12.
And Joey, got to see that with you. It was very impressive. So some of these Rawhide players, they can do great things on the mound. 11 strikeouts aren't a hard number to reach.
2-2 pitch on the way. Miles Naylor grounds this one over to the right side. It'll be fielded by Anderson Rojas. He'll gather and throw to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. A pair of walks from Adonis Perez. However, only just one runner is left on base. We head to the bottom half of the first inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Port 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
De los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. Yancel Luis will lead things off, followed by Anderson Rojas and Dimitri Crisantes. Corey Avent is on the mound, and the first pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Yancel Luis takes the first pitch on the outside corner for strike number one. Go through the numbers for Luis in just a moment. That pitch is swung on and missed. Now count 0-2. Yancel Luis so far in 2024, batting .277, 6 home runs and 41 RBIs. As Avent will get ready for the deal to Yancel Luis, who looks for his first hit in the series, as Avent fouls that one off to the left side, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Rawhide sporting the home pinstripes here on this Thursday night. The all-white with the black stripes. The Rawhide across the chest with the red numbers in the back. 1-2 pitch on the way, grounded over to short. Miles Naylor will gather, and the throw to first base is in time for out number one. And, Justin, let's go through the starting lineup for the Rawhide.
Yes, Joey, as we just saw Yancel Luis leading things off, but Anderson Rojas, the second baseman, batting second. Grisanta is batting third. Angel Ortiz in left, batting fourth. Drew Jones, top prospect in center, batting fifth. Jackson Feltner, the first baseman, batting sixth. Adrian DeLeon at catcher, batting seventh. Ruben Santana at DH, batting eighth, as that one's upstairs for ball one. And Jefferson Pena batting ninth after getting a walk-off win yesterday, and he's going to be in right field.
Second walk-off win of the season for Jefferson Pena yesterday. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is a bit outside for ball two, 2-0. Also important to mention Drew Jones back in the lineup after he got yesterday off from the field.
Yeah, and we get to see who replaced him in the field yesterday. Anderson Rojas at the plate, and he got a big home run earlier in this series as well.
Hey, you talk about the home run on Tuesday night, a three-run home run for Anderson Rojas that was put just left of the first base foul pole.
And five home runs on the year so far makes him second on the team.
Three balls, no strikes, one away. He joins the likes of Adrian DeLeon and Jackson Feltner as that pitch is outside for ball four. Four-pitch walk, and that walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by CLA's number one electric and solar company. They got Dimitri Crisantes stepping up to the plate as we get ready to go through the numbers here for Corey Avent.
Yes, Joey, so far with the Stockton Ports, two wins, three losses in his fifth start of the year, has a 7.11 ERA, and in 44 innings of work, he's given up 35 earned runs, punched out 53 batters, and walked 34.
So you got Demetrio Crisantes stepping up to the plate, and that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0.
Demetrio Crisantes yesterday a 2-for-3 night, an RBI sac fly as well. So someone that has done great things all season. We got plenty of numbers on him in this broadcast.
Plenty of numbers for Demetrio Crisantes as this night rolls on. The 1-0 deal on the way. That one is in there for a strike, 1-1. Basic numbers for Crisantes, 361, 4 home runs, 19 RBIs on the season for the Rawhide third baseman. 1-1 with one away. Avent will stare down Demetrio, but first off, a pickoff attempt at first. It'll get past the first baseman, Darlin Montero. Rojas will go to second, and the throw is not in time. Rojas shows off the speed and is able to get to second base.
28 stolen base of the year for Anderson Rojas, and that is not the base runner you want on the bases when you have an error there. You see that throw get away from the first baseman, Montero, and you allow Anderson Rojas to get to second safely. Good call by the umpire on the field.
Well, we have talked about early in the broadcast, this is a Rawhide team who needs to get runners in scoring position early in the ball game. Crisantes is swinging a miss, and the count is now 1-2, but you have a prime opportunity now with the fastest guy on the team at second base.
Yeah, the fastest guy on the team at second base, and a guy that leads with 17 RBIs in the month of July. He is first on the team right here in Valley Strong.
1-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside for bowl 2-2. That error brought to you by State Farm agent Patrick Salazar. Made mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Get Patrick a call today at 625-2318. And Demetrio Crisantes is swinging a miss. He'll be the second out of the inning.
Got to look at that pitch there by Avant. You see it's low and downstairs. Crisantes goes swinging for it. You take a look at this one. A breaking ball looked like a 12-6 change or something like that, or a changeup. But got him swinging. We don't see that a lot from Crisantes. Not really a guy that likes to strike out on the team. Only one strikeout yesterday.
So a two down, it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Once again, there's a look at the numbers for Avent in 2024 as he spins off the mound and glances over at second base. And Justin, you remember in batting practice on Tuesday, they had the strike zone that had the different quartiles in the zone and trying to work on patience at the plate, not necessarily swinging the bat, but recognizing what pitch to swing and not swing at.
Yeah, really cool piece of equipment used by in batting practice for the Rawhide. It was a grid of the zone, 1 through 9, each square of the zone represented, and batters were getting to see on what boxes would be attacked by pitchers as that one's upstairs for strike one. But yeah, Joey, you saw like parts of it numbered. You see the lower half numbered 7, 8, and 9. So a lot of those balls, a lot of those pitches like to go downstairs. So it's preparing base hitters for those situations. And this is a guy that leads the team hitting 294.
Pitch on the way to Ortiz. That one is upstairs for ball 2-1. And that was probably the first time this season that we've seen a batting practice where it wasn't necessarily about swinging the bat, but they were okay with taking pitches low in the zone and not swinging the bat.
Yeah, Joey, just to train them about the different situation. There was also a runner on as well.
That pitch has popped up on the left side, giving chase to the third baseman, Salome, and he was able to be there for the grab just in between the gap there near the Equity Group Saloon on the third baseline, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia, no hits, no runs, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through one inning of work here in downtown Visalia. Port 0, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Tecron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Tecron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez. We move into the top half of the second inning. First pitch on the way from Adonis Perez, and that one is inside for strike number one, 0-1. Garland Montero at the plate, a guy batting .243, three home runs, 17 RBIs, a pitch from Perez, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Well, Justin, you mentioned this before we even got on the air earlier today. So far in the month of July, although the calendar has switched to August, a swing and a miss, 1-2. Every single one of those starts, he pitched five innings of work.
Yeah, Joey, very impressive for Adonis Perez. You look at his last three starts, the last four starts, because that one's popped down in the dirt for foul tip. But yeah, Joey, you look at his last four appearances, five innings of work, nothing less than five inning work. So you got to go all the way back to June 23rd against Lake Elsinore here in Valley Strong, where he did 3.2 innings of work and give up four hits.
1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is outside, so the count will now move to 2-2.
So someone that can go long into a ball game, we've seen him get up to six innings of work on June 2nd versus Inland Empire, so someone that has a lot of strength with his arm.
2-2 pitch on the way, that one is grounded to the right side and foul. Ball landed just right of that first base bag, but Adonis Perez, talk about his numbers so far in his career. The three wins that is tied for the most in his career as well. 72 strikeouts, that is 42 more strikeouts than last year in 2023. 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three. Darlin Montero is struck out for the first time in this ball game. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141.
Yeah, Joe, you talk about Perez and how he's been able to go into five innings of work. He leads the entire team with innings of work. 75 innings leads the team on the mound in that category.
One out pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 1-1-0. You look at the opening weekend starters. Friday night was Caden Grice at Inland Empire on April 5th. That Saturday night was Denny Lorando. This ball is grounded back up the middle. It'll be fielded by the center fielder, Drew Jones. So the first hit of the ball game for Stockton. It's also the first hit of the ball game in general. But going back to that point a moment ago, you look at that opening weekend. It was Caden Grice who started. He's currently on the injured list for Visalia. That Saturday night was Denny Lorando at San Manuel Stadium. That Sunday, Adonis Perez. So that goes back to the point of most innings pitched. Adonis Perez has been pitching for this Rawhide team since the opening Sunday of the season.
The veteran on the mound, you could say.
One out pitch on the way. Adonis will get ready for the deal. And that one's on the outside corner in there for strike number one. I also bring up Denny Lorando because he also leads the team in strikeouts.
Yeah, Joey, he leads the team in strikeouts with currently having 83 punch-outs. So great numbers from that player from Cuba.
0-1 with one away. Adonis Perez will stare down Elvis Rijo, the new batter at the plate. Here's the deal, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Elvis Rijo so far in the year batting .211, no home runs, 20 RBIs so far here in 2024. 1-1 with one away. Perez will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal home, and that one is bounced in for ball two, 2-1.
Think about the journey Rijo has had coming all the way here to the California League. He's the only player on this Ports team that's from Puerto Rico, actually from Rio Pedro, Puerto Rico. What a difference coming all the way here to Visalia, California.
I can imagine the climate's a little bit different compared to Puerto Rico than it is here in Visalia. A lot more tropical. Obviously, the beach is nearby. Pick off a depth at first. But, Justin, you also have the breakdown of the countries for this Stockton-Port team.
Yeah, Joey, six players from Venezuela, four from the Dominican Republic, 11 players from the U.S. of A., one player from Puerto Rico, as I mentioned, and one from Taipei, Taiwan.
That pitch hits to the right side, just past the outstretched arm of Anderson Rojas. They will hold up Elvis Rijo at second base. So the first two runner, first two batters of the inning have gone on via the single.
It must feel good for him. Only one hit last night, 1-for-3 for Elvis Rijo. This one really helping them out early in the ball game. And Joey, comparing this to yesterday's game, as you look at the replay here, see that one, perfect connection as it goes through the infield shift, no problem. But yeah, Joey, looking at last night's game, it took a while for the Ports to get on base. Now they're starting things off, and Adonis Perez, not as much composure as we've seen. He's gotten out of those full counts, allowing two walks in this ball game and only two punch-outs so far.
I'm sure he can rely on his defense at the moment. This is a Rawhide team so far this year. They've turned 86 double plays. That is the most in the California League. You look at Stockton, they've turned 70. That is the sixth most.
You have to think, Joey, it just comes down to how great this defense is for the Rawhide. Really has helped them all year round.
0-1 with one away. Perez would get ready for the deal. Lance at second base with one away. Here's the pitch, and that one is swung on and missed for strike number two.
So we've seen Adonis. Donnie's getting to these 0-2 counts so far in this ball game, but Joey, it seems that every time he gets to an 0-2 count, he throws four balls, so really has to control himself here in the count.
Got to find a way to fight in this at-bat right here, looking for a second punch out of the ball game. It'd be a crucial punch out on top of that. 0-2 with one away. Perez will stare down Rodriguez. Here's the deal, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-2. Joseph Rodriguez, 192. Also two home runs on the season, along with his six RBIs here in 2024. One ball, two strikes, one away. Perez would get ready for the deal to Rodriguez, and that one's a half swing. Does he go around? And he does not, so the count moved to 2-2.
So now we see two straight balls here for Perez. Really has to get composure in that strike zone. You see that one hits the dirt, bouncing right back up to De Leon.
Adrian De Leon doing a good job of getting the block with that light gray equipment. Two balls, two strikes with one down. Perez would get the agreement from his catcher De Leon before his pitch. Here's the deal home, and that one is fouled backwards, so the count will remain static, 2-2.
Yeah, Joey, looking at Joseph Rodriguez on the year so far with runners in scoring position, hitting 167. In seven games of work in that situation, only allowing four RBIs on the year out of his six.
Two balls, two strikes, one away. Adonis working from the left side of the slab. Here's the pitch to Joseph Rodriguez, and that one is lifted into right field, slicing over towards the right field pole, and that one is going to bounce off of the railing out near the pasture, and the count remain 2-2.
That's what I call a close encounter.
Very close encounter there for the Rawhide. I mean, if that one would have fell in, Joey, that would have been extra bases.
I don't know the likelihood of a ball dropping in that gap right there. If you look down that first base line, there's about a 3-foot distance max between the line and that wall.
Very small sweet spot there for hitters.
2-2 pitch on the way. That one's downstairs for ball three, 3-2. You see a couple of those cuts out in the padding out in right field as well. I'm sure there's been quite a bit of collisions with that right field wall.
Yeah, something I wouldn't want to run into, Joey, and I wouldn't want to run into another 3-2 count if I was Perez. Now this is his third one in the ballgame. Let's see how he can do it.
Looking to avoid his third walk of the game. This one's lifted into left field. Coming in is the left fielder Angel Ortiz. He's there for the grab. There's now two down in the inning. And let's go through this Rawhide defense for the first time tonight.
Yes, Joey, suited up at catcher Adrian De Leon. At first is Jackson Feltner. At second, Anderson Rojas. At shortstop, Yancel Luis. At third base, Demetrio Cresantes. At left field, Angel Ortiz. At center, Drew Jones. At right, Jefferson Pena. And at DH today, Ruben Santana.
That's the starting defense for the Hide as B.J. Cook will step up to the plate. Perez will glance over at second base. Here's the pitch home, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. So, Justin, you mentioned the different countries represented on this Stockton team. You got Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Chinese Taipei. But what about B.J. Cook?
Yeah, one player from a certain country down under. I'm talking Perth, Australia, the 6'2", 187-pound righty. Comes from the kangaroo country.
0-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. Perez will get off the mound. He'll plant his feet, throw to first base. It is high, but Jackson Feltner has the height to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. A pair of hits for Stockton in the top half of the second inning. However, Donnie's Perez is able to work out of the mini jam and send this to the bottom of the second inning in a scoreless ball game. Stockton 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Drew Jones will lead things off here in the bottom half of the second inning. First pitch on the way, and that one's on the outside corner for ball one. 1-0. Drew Jones, Jackson Feltner, Adrian DeLeon, 5, 6, and 7 to do up here in the bottom half of the inning. Pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball two, 2-1.
Joey, looking at the numbers this season against Stockton, Drew Jones actually leads the team in average against the Ports, hitting .304 on the year.
2-1 pitch on the way. Drew Jones also leads the team in RBIs at 44 on the year. Totals 5 home runs here on the year, along with a .271 batting average. That is the highest clip so far of his professional career. The 3-0 pitch, 3-1 pitch, I should say, on the way. That one's outside for ball four, so Drew draws the second walk of the ball game. And that walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. So back-to-back inning now where Visalia has gotten a base runner on. Anderson Rojas walked in inning number one. And now Drew Jones draws a walk as Jackson Feltner gets ready to step up to the plate. A glance over at first base for Corey Avent. And now the pickoff attempt at first. It's another low throw. However, on this occasion, Drew Jones able to dive back in safely.
Yeah, Drew Jones, very fast on defense, fast base runner as well. Good luck catching him on the bases.
One of the higher-end base runners on this Rawhide team. The pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Scouts on the 20 to 80 grade scale for Drew Jones have him listed as a 70 grade speed. So definitely that higher quartile when you look at runners, not only in the field, but base running as well in all of minor league baseball. 0-1 deal on the way here to Jackson Feltner. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Drew Jones, the 80th ranked prospect in all of minor league baseball, according to MLB Pipeline.
A very valuable player, has a franchise record contract of $8.189 million. So a very valuable part of the Diamondbacks organization.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into center field. Underneath it is the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. In the end, he'll give way to the right fielder, Nelson Beltran. That'll be the first out of the inning as we get ready to look at the starting defense for the Stockton Ports.
Yes, Joey, suited up at catcher is Nick Schwartz at first place, at first base, Darlin Montero. At second, Elvis Rijo. At shortstop, Miles Naylor. At third, Derek Salome. At left, B.J. Cook. At center, Joseph Rodriguez. At right, Nelson Beltran. And at DH, Carlos Amaya.
That's a starting defense for the Ports, as they have Adrian DeLeon stepping up to the plate. making his debut here in the series. Drew Jones in motion, hit and run set up. Drew Jones around second base. He'll go over to third. He'll be scooped up by Beltran. That's all it'll be for Drew Jones. Runners on the corners with one away.
Perfect hit and run play there. And Drew Jones only 90 feet away for the first run of the ball game. Look at that hit there. Perfectly placed and allows Drew Jones to get all the way to third in time. And we talked about his 70 speed, Joey. Not any issue there getting to third base.
Easy job there. He even slowed down going over to second base just to make sure where the ball was, and then he was able to advance over to third base. So you got runners on the corners now for Ruben Santana. Upcoming one-out pitch on the way. Here's the deal, and Santana will foul that one directly backwards, so the count is now 0-1.
Santana today hitting as the DH, and Joey, quite surprising. He is last of the month of July with a 123 average, only 7 hits in the last 16 games.
Hopefully here in the last month of the season, looking to get that offense back here. A little less than 35 games left to go here in the regular season as Rawhide looking to put together a playoff push for the first time since 2019, as that pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2.
And you have to think, Joey, putting Ruben Santana just at the DH spot today allows him to put all of his focus into just his offense. It actually might help him get out of a hitting slump that he might be in right now.
Yeah, perfect point there. Typically we see him over at first and third, obviously with Feltner at first today, and then the addition of Crisantes at third. Ruben Santana gets a day off from the field. 0-2 pitch on the way. Downstairs, strike three. And Ruben Santana is struck out for the first time in this ballgame. It's the second punch out of the ballgame for starting pitcher Corey Avent.
A swing he'd really like to take back there. You look at the replay, seeing if he went around it. He did. Unfortunate swing there for Ruben Santana. Now two outs on the board, so the chances of getting a runner home get smaller and smaller.
Well, Jefferson Pena will step up to the plate. He was a guy with the walk-off two-run RBI single in last night's ball game and a chance to have another important hit right here. First pitch on the way. Pena does go around, and the count's now 0-1.
Joey, really important to point out that yesterday, if you look at that play there, that is the first hit of the ball game for Jefferson Pena. He was a 1-for-4 night for him, and that one there, a two-run walk-off win for Jefferson Pena, the second of the season for him.
Jefferson Pena's other walk-off win, a sack fly against Inland Empire. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into center field. A long run for Rodriguez out at the warning track. It's going to bounce in for a base hit. Adrian De Leon's going to be waved home. Pena will hold up at second base. De Leon will score easily. And Visalia takes a 2-0 lead here in the bottom half of the second inning.
Joey, Jefferson Pena must have something in his cereal. Last 2 days, this player's been hot. Look at that ball there. Joseph Rodriguez hesitating, going for that one in center field, allowing two runs to score. Rawhide hit the board first. And Joey, now a 1-for-1 night for Jefferson Pena.
Having to be cautious out there, that center field wall, the wood walling out of that 405 sign. But even if there's padding, I don't care how much padding's out there, that was high up that wall. I don't think there's a chance Rodriguez makes a play on it.
No, Joey, and Rodriguez knew it. He hesitated.
And now you got the pitch here to Yancel Luis. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1.
And you think now, Joey, the momentum, that helps the team get some energy in this at-bat. And now Yancel Luis, someone that was hitless yesterday, he could use that momentum now.
Pitch on the way to Luis. That one's a check swing. That one gets past the catcher, Nick Schwartz. Rounding third is Pena. He'll hold up there. Count now 1-1 with two away.
And now you're in a very ideal situation for the Rawhide. You look at Yancel Luis on the season against Stockton, leads the team in RBIs against them. 5 RBIs so far this season.
Yancel Luis, 7 hits against Stockton, tied for the second most, also 3 doubles against his port team. 1-1 with two away, and the pitch home. Luis gets a piece of that and fouls backwards for strike two.
And Joey, I noticed today, no Air Jordans or Jordan 1s for Yancel Luis, not on his feet today, just going for the original white Nike cleats.
Good point there, trying to change it up here on this Thursday night. 1-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside. A good block there by Nick Schwartz to keep it in front of him. Shoe game always fun to watch here. Lots of players. As of lately, they've made the custom Jordan cleats to where they actually go to local shoe specialists and they basically have the original Jordan 1 shoe and they turn them into cleats.
Joey, that's my favorite thing in baseball right now. It makes me want to suit up for the MLB.
2-2 pitch on the way outside for ball three, 3-2.
I think Avant really needs to have more control of the zone right now. You're in a full count. All you need is to throw a fastball somewhere in the zone, not upstairs. You're not trying to allow for any pop here. We'll see what he does.
Payoff pitch on the way, and that one's lifted into center field. Underneath it is Joseph Rodriguez, and he'll track that one down, and he'll make the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. However, Visalia will tack on a pair of runs on two hits. They'll leave one runner over at third base, and at the end of two, the Rawhide lead 2-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move to the top half of the third inning. Nick Schwartz will lead things off. It'll be Nick Schwartz, Derek Salome, Carlos Amaya. You're in frame number three. The pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. So two scoreless innings from Adani so far in this ball game, but he's definitely had to work through some traffic in those first two frames.
Yeah, Joey needs to control the count. As that one's upstairs for strike one, so 1-1 count now. But, yeah, Joey Perez really needs to control the zone here. We've seen him multiple times getting 0-2 counts, then he allows four balls to go across the plate and give up two walks. Actually, three walks in this ballgame.
Pitch is outside for ball two, so the count will now move to 2-1. Nick Schwartz in his last at-bat, he was one of those walk victims from Adonis Perez after being behind in the count 1-2. 2-1 deal on the way. That one's down the middle, so the count now 2-2.
You see if he'll try and break something out here in his repertoire, really to try and get batters swinging. If he attacks the outside here, we'll see if he can keep Schwartz reaching.
2-2 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into right field. Underneath it will be the right fielder, Jefferson Pena. And he stares that one down. He's underneath it for out number one.
Man, what a two past two games for Pena as of late. We just saw a nice two RBI single there in the last inning. And then talk about yesterday's game, Joey, the walk-off win for him, second one of the season. Just doing great things so far for the team and really turning things around in the month of July.
So with one down, the upcoming pitch on the way to Derek Salome. That one's inside for ball one, 1-0. He's also, he's showed off a really good arm this season as well. A pair of assists out there in right field. So Jefferson Pena, a guy who's been able to do it all this year, and the bat has definitely been an improvement here over the last few games. And that pitch is inside for strike one, 1-1. Just to mention the repertoire for Adonis Perez a moment ago, the sinker, slider, changeup combination. The 1-1 deal on the way. That one's bounced in for ball two, 2-1.
Enjoy this guy at the plate, though. Derek Salome first for the Ports in the month of July and walks 16 walks on the season so far in the month of July. So really a person that Adonis Perez has to be careful for, has a very good eye.
2-1 pitch on the way from Perez, and that one's on the inside corner for strike two. And one thing it seems I've noticed so far since this bowl game started, it seemed that Stockton has been a lot more patient compared to the first two games.
Yeah, Joey, a lot more patient with their at-bats. We saw them yesterday just swinging for the barns, but right now, very patient.
This one's a little shallow, swing out to right field. No one's going to be able to get to that one. So it'll drop in for Stockton's third hit of the ball game, and now a runner on first base with one away.
Great hit there, and really a shallow hit. It gets out of the way for Anderson Rojas. You see him running for it. Take a look at the replay there. This one popped up. You see Rojas running for it. You see Feltner going for it, but it just falls right short in front of them both. Not able to get there in time and not enough pop to get there underneath it.
As a pitcher, those are frustrating hits to give up because in a situation like that, the batter was completely handcuffed, but he gets enough of the lumber to drop it in for a base hit. And now you got Carlos Amaya at the plate who fouls that one off to the left side 0-1. Carlos Amaya so far in this ball game, he's dropped a walk. And yesterday's ball game, a 2-for-4 night, ran a home run, three runs in total, and a single as well. 0-1 with one away. Adonis Perez will stare down Amaya and get ready for the deal home. And pause and the delivery, and that one's a swing and a miss for strike number two.
Big swing and a miss there for Carlos Amaya. Someone that has a lot of power. We saw him yesterday get his first home run of his single-A career, only two RBIs on the year, not a lot of games as well, only 17 games so far with the team. He joined on May 29th from Lansing.
0-2 with one away, starting the year off at the high A level. Now get ready for the pitch, and that one just poked on the right side. However, it'll run out of room and move the count to 0-2 once again.
Get to see some of the fans here in Valley Strong Ballpark. 1,300 fans in attendance yesterday, and good numbers here today as well. And I guess the fans can tell it's cooler outside. 103 degrees, Joey. It's pretty chilly here in Visalia.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly for it being 103. I can't even imagine what it's going to feel like when it gets to possible 70. I don't know if we'll see that in September, though. 0-2 with one down. Pickoff attempt at first base. Feltner will apply the grab on it. I mean, we're in the middle of July. It's 100 degrees every day. I couldn't imagine that by the time we get to September, it's going to be sub-80, really.
Yeah, Joey, I think you're going to have to wait till April of next year for cool temperatures. If you told me that game in April against Stockton was like 32 degrees.
Swing and a miss here. But Carlos Amaya will be rung up. It'll be the second out of the ball game in the form of a strikeout. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141.
Look at that outside fastball there, really keeping him reaching there. Montero not able to get a hand on it. My apologies, Amaya not able to get a hand on it.
So now you got Miles Naylor at the plate. Pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0.
Miles Naylor. This guy leads in almost every offensive category for this team. First in RBIs on the road with 19. First in home runs on the road with 4. Joey, I have so many statistics, it would have to be going through multiple pitches here. We'll see what Perez does staring over at first.
1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for strike 1-1. I got plenty of numbers we can look at as well, but I'll let you kind of continue going through some of them.
Yeah, Joey, first on the team in total bases on the road with 50 of his own. Told you he leads the team with balls out of the park. 4 home runs on the year as well on the road.
1-1 pitch on the way. Lance at first base, here's the deal, and that one's in there for a strike 1-2.
And Joey, even if you have runners in scoring position and there's 2 outs on the board, he's still going to do great in that category as well. Second on the team with 13 RBIs in that situation. He's also first in home runs against righties on the team with 8 of those as well. And he only has 9 home runs on the year.
1-2. You mentioned 4 of those coming on the road. The pitch on the way. That one's outside for a 2-2. One of those home runs, in fact, came against Visalia in their trip to Banner Island Ballpark in April.
Yeah, Joey, very unfortunate home run there for the Rawhide to suffer. But you look at the numbers against lefties. Only hitting 188 versus lefties, and he only has 1 home run against Southpaws so far this season.
So you got to think it's a matchup that favors Adonis Perez right now. Miles Naylor already 0-for-1 in the ballgame against Perez. 2-2. Perez will stare down Miles Naylor trying to send this to the bottom half of the third inning. Perez glances at first once again. Here's the deal. Home swing and a miss. Strike 3. And Miles Naylor is rung up. Back-to-back strikeouts for Perez to get him through the top half of the third inning. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia 2, Stockton 0. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on the MILB app.
Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health, tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Korea Health.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom half of the third inning. In a two-run ball game. First pitch on the way is breaking ball, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Anderson Rojas yesterday, 1-for-3 day. So far in the series, 3-for-7. That 0-1 pitch is downstairs for ball one.
So Joey saw some early offense for the Rawhide earlier. Jefferson Pena gets a 2-RBI single. And Anderson Rojas yesterday, 1-for-3 night. We've seen him on Tuesday get a 3-run homer. So we'll see if he can get hot today.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one is downstairs for ball two, 2-1. That base hit was a single yesterday, a walk as well. But Anderson Rojas, he's seen quite a bit of success so far this season against Stockton Ports. 8 hits against this Ports team. That leads his Rawhide club.
Yeah, Joey, Anderson Rojas, you say 8 hits versus Stockton. Yes, that is first this season. And right now in a very comfortable hitter's count, not a lot of pressure on him now.
3-1 pitch on the way, and Rojas will foul that one directly backwards.
See, that one was upstairs. If he was able to get some contact right there with the bat properly, we maybe would have been popped out in outfield. But you see him a little frustrated with that one there.
Yeah, you see, I even attack that outside corner. Anderson Rojas has been a guy that's taken advantage of high inside pitches this year. Tries to go opposite field on this occasion. And that one would drop left of the third base line, so the count will remain full.
You think it, look at Rojas' numbers in the month of July so far, hitting 240. Really has 9 RBIs as well and 25 total bases. That makes him third on the team.
Anderson Rojas looking to continue his success so far in the month of July as we turn the calendar to this final full month of the regular season.
Love how he just places the bat there on the plate. Just rest it for him.
Right on the barrel of the bat, there's a look at the replay here. That's yesterday's home run. The home run 2 days ago. There it is. As that one was hit just left of that first base foul pole. Payoff pitch on the way. And that one is fouled directly backwards.
Yeah, Joey, and one home run that we weren't even very sure about from our location, but the home plate umpire said it's good. So big play for him and his 5th home run of the year.
3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Even will stare down Anderson Rojas to get ready for the payoff pitch. Here's the deal. And that was in his inside ball 4, so Visalia will draw their 3rd walk in 3 innings.
And Anderson Rojas already walked earlier this ball game, so 2nd walk of the ball game for him, and someone that we've said all the time, you don't want on the bases. We saw him advance to 2nd on an error earlier in the ball game, so someone that really you don't want on the bases.
Tonight you got Dimitri Gersantz at the plate last time out. When Rojas was on base, he would be stranded at 2nd base to end the frame. They're all looking to produce right here. Runner in motion. It'll get past the catcher. Anderson Rojas will go to 2nd. And it'd be a stolen base. And now the ride once again, another runner in scoring position.
Now, Joey, that is his 10th stolen base in the month of July. Three ahead of anyone else. You see that pitch there get a wild and away. Allow him to get there in time. So, yeah, Joey, Demetrio Crisantas, second on the team with 7 steals, and now he's at the plate. Let's see if he can get on base.
So 1-0, no strikes, pitch on the way. Crisantas will lift that one into right field. Running towards the passer is the right fielder, Nelson Beltran. And that one once again landing right near that railing on the first base line.
Yeah, and if you're any outfielder, you may not feel comfortable running towards that wall at full speed, trying to go for it. Very risky play there.
Yeah, I wish we had the exact dimensions. You and I are going to have to go march down that first base foul pole tomorrow and see what the actual distance is.
Yeah, Joey, I'll bring my tape measure.
You think you can lay down in the distance between that wall? That one's hit on the left side. It's going to sneak past Miles Naylor. Coming home is Anderson Rojas. He'll score easily. And Visalia tags on another run. It is 3-0 here in the bottom half of the third inning.
The Rawhide offense has been clicking early on, and that beautiful hit there, let's take a look at it. So the pitch comes off the hands of Avant, hit by Crisantas. That one gets right past the reaching arm of Naylor and allows the runners to advance home. So now a 3-0 lead for the Rawhide and a big old RBI single for Crisantas.
Rawhide trying to capture 3 straight wins. They have a 3-0 lead here in the bottom half of the third inning. And now Angel Ortiz will step up to the plate. Last time out, he ended up flying out, and that one's going to be bounced in. Crisantas will easily advance over to second base off the wild pitch.
So some wild pitches we've seen so far from Avent. Really need to get control of the strike zone here, and you'll be wondering how long they might keep him in this ballgame.
That's the second wild pitch of the ballgame here for Avent. And now it appears that Nick Schwartz is a little bit shaken up here as he's getting his right inside palm checked on at the moment.
So wonder if we can see what happened here. You look at the replay. That ball bounces up in the dirt and hits his bare hand right there. The part where the wrist and the palm meet on your left hand. But, Andrew, not the most comfortable part to be hit. And that was actually his right hand there. So we'll see what they say. He seems to be good.
That seems to be all right. Just kind of rub some dirt on it, as they like to say. And now Schwartz will get it back behind the plate, and we'll be ready to resume play once again. The head athletic trainer for Stockton, Adiana Merrick. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide, it is Catwood Day. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's lifted into left field near the third base line. That one's going to drop in for a base hit. Demetrio Crisantas is going to be waved home. He will score standing. Angel Ortiz has an RBI double, and Visalia now leads this ballgame 4-0 here in the bottom of the third inning.
Joey, if the Rawhide bats keep staying this hot, they could break this thing open. Look at Angel Ortiz here. Perfectly placed swing, and that one drops right there, right near that left field pole. And perfect placement there allows him to get to second, scores another run, and now there's a meeting on the mound.
Now is it brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia, as it's the pitching coach Gabriel Ozuna making his way out to the mound.
Joey, you look at last inning, Jones walk. You see DeLeon get a single, then a 2-RBI single from Pena. Now in this inning, great things already. Crisantas with an RBI single. Now Angel Ortiz with an RBI double. So Rawhide offense really clicking here in the beginning of the game, Joey. Something we haven't seen. The Rawhide like to claw back in games.
And they've played a lot of games from behind so far in the season. But you got to think a player like Drew Jones, the confidence of 3 straight batters getting on base. He's got to have a lot of confidence coming up again. Avent right here. The pitch on the way. That one's inside for strike number one.
There's no pressure on him right now. You have a 4-run lead. There's no outs on the board, and you have Angel Ortiz at second. This is a very ideal situation for the top prospect on the team.
Drew Jones, so far he's been hitless in the series. He's 0-for-5 entering the day, and now that one's a swing, and that one's going to be grounded just left of the third base line, so the count is now 0-2.
Yeah, Joey, an 0-2 count for Drew Jones. Not the most comfortable count for him because you look in the month of July, he does lead the team in strikeouts currently. He does have 21 strikeouts in the month of July.
Trying to change his luck here on the first day of August. No balls, 2 strikes, and no outs. Here's the deal home to Jones, and that one's at the bottom of the strike zone, strike 3. So there's one down here in the inning.
Not the best at-bat for Drew Jones, but with no outs on the board, not a lot of pressure here for him. And Joey with the lead, Jones could come back and change that thing around. We'll see what he can do in this ballgame.
Third strikeout of the ballgame here for the starting pitcher, Corey Avent. Bottom of the zone right at the knees, and now brings up Jackson Feltner to the plate for the second time in this ballgame. The one-out pitch on the way, and Feltner will ground that one off to the left side, 0-1. Jackson Feltner so far in the series, 0-3. You look at everybody 5-9, only one player has a hit. That is Jefferson Pena's walk-off base hit last night.
Joey Pena really getting things going in the last 2 days.
That pitch on the way, that one is swung on and missed, 0-2. And, I mean, although you got a four-run lead right now, you'd like to see some production from the bottom of the order because you never know when you need that type of momentum later on in the week.
And this is the perfect situation for the bottom part of the order to get hot. There's no pressure on you here. You have the lead, so this is a perfect time to look at these pitches, especially when a pitcher on the mound is having a difficult night like he is.
0-2 pitch on the way to Feltner, and he fouls that one off to the right side, so the count will remain static.
You look at the numbers for Avent so far in this ballgame. 4 hits, 4 earned runs given up, 3 walks, and 3 punchouts. Currently has a 7.52 ERA in this ballgame so far.
He'll get ready for his 56th pitch of the ball game on the way to Feltner, and that one is a half swing. Feltner does go around, so he'll be the second out of the inning. There's 2-2.
So back-to-back punchouts now for Avent. Must feel good for him with Angel Ortiz at second, but you're just trying to get out of this inning here. As you see, look at this pitch here. That one downstairs, a breaking ball, keeping him swinging. A half swing for Feltner sits him down, and now you have Adrian DeLeon at the plate.
Well, you got to give him credit. A good fight back so far. You allowed the first 3 batters to get on base. Now you fought back with 2 straight strikeouts. And now Adrian DeLeon will lift that one into center field. Just in front of the wall is the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez. Heels touching the dirt in center field. And the inning will come to a conclusion. However, Visalia adds on a pair of runs thanks to 2 hits and no errors. 1 runner left on base. We head to the top half of the 4th inning where Justin Brown will take us through the middle innings. Ride 4, Port 0. You're watching Ride Baseball on the MILB app.
Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number 1 in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Kauai Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. The Rawhide enjoying a 4-0 lead as we head into the top of the fourth inning. Due up for the Ports, 5, 6, and 7, Montero, Beltran, and Riho. See Perez wind and deal that one inside for strike 1, 0-1 count now for Montero.
Dylan Montero struck out in his last at-bat. He's hitless so far in the series, combined 0-7 so far this week.
Looking to get hitting here, and he swings on that one. 0-2 count for Darlin Montero. Hitters count now. Pitchers count now for Perez.
Adonis Perez, 3 strikeouts so far in the ballgame. He's looking for his 3rd straight, however, right here.
Good work from him so far. That one is swing and a miss there, and that will be a strikeout, a huge strikeout for Madonis Perez. Fourth one of the game. And a reminder, that strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Abraham Guillen, give him a call at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. And look at that replay there, Joey. A good breaking ball, keeping it going outside, having him reaching on that one, and now brings up Beltran with one out away.
Three-pitch arsenal for Adonis, and he uses the slider perfectly on the outside corner.
This one's hit right back up the middle field. And you see Anderson Rojas pick that one up and cleanly throw it to Feltner for the second out of the inning. So quick work here, putting two down.
Well, you see now, the last two putouts of the inning, it was a strikeout on the slider. This time, Adonis attacks the outside corner of the zone once again, forces the ball to be kept on the ground. You got the speedy Anderson Rojas, who can cover ground easily and is able to make the play for out number two.
Adonis Perez relying on his defense in this ballgame as that one's in the dirt for ball one. A very good defense so far this season for the Rawhide. Joey, they are first in the Cal League with double plays, currently with 86 and a good fielding percentage as well, 97%. And the 1-0 count now, that one's chopped up towards Crisantes at third. A fobble move there, throw over to first in time. Does Feltner have it? And he does. That's the third out of the inning. So we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth. The Rawhide currently enjoying a 4-0 lead over the Stockton Ports. You're watching Visalia Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When babies are upset.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we head into the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide enjoying a 4-0 lead, and due up for the Hide is Ruben Santana, Jefferson Pena, and Yancel Luis, 8-9-1. Avon winds and deals. That one's outside, and he's swinging for it. Strike one now for Santana.
Ruben Santana struck out looking on his last at-bat. Hitless so far in the series and combined 0-for-3.
Playing DH tonight, hitting 206 on the year as that one's downstairs for ball one. 1-1 count now for Santana.
Kind of been treading water really over the past month around the 205 to 210, trying to really raise up that batting average.
Yeah, Joey, now facing a pitcher that's had some difficulty tonight. Maybe he'll get a hit there. That one, the chopper grounded right there by the pitcher Avant and thrown over to first for simple play and simple out, first out of the inning.
Ruben Santana now 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. And Pena feeling really comfortable. He leads his team in RBI so far in the first three games of the series.
Yeah, Joey, a walk-off win yesterday. Second one for him on the season. And a two RBI single earlier in this ballgame, helping the Rawhide get that 4-0 lead they enjoy right now. That one's downstairs for ball one. So 1-0 count now for Pena.
Jefferson Pena, the double in his last at-bat. Two RBIs as well as he ended up scoring Adrian DeLeon and Drew Jones.
So that one's downstairs bouncing in the dirt for ball two. 2-0 count now for Pena. And Joey, so far in this game, Corey Avant, three walks, four strikeouts. Had some difficulty and really put the runners in some scoring positions for the Rawhide.
Just trying to get some consistency, especially over his last two frames. He gave up two runs in the second and in the third.
That one's upstairs for ball three. 3-0 count now for Pena.
And you notice so far in this ball game, there has yet to be a three-up, three-down frame prior to that top half of the fourth inning.
So the bottom of the innings have been longer as that one is inside for strike one. So first strike of the at-bat for Pena. So Avon trying to get into that strike zone here. See what he can do. Winding and deals. That one's upstairs for strike two. Hits that inside corner.
Yeah, perfectly placed there by Avant, looking for his fifth strikeout here at the ballgame.
Looking for his fifth punch-out would mean a lot here. One down, Jefferson Pena in the 3-2 count. That one is inside, outside for ball four, so another walk there. A walk brought to you by JP Electric Solar. If you're tired of higher electric bills, turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar. Viseo's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So, Jefferson Pena back on base for the Rawhide, and now Yancel Luis due up, and Joey looking to get a hit in this ballgame, 0-2 so far.
Hitless so far in the ballgame, hitless so far in the series, but you got to think he's due up for one here momentarily.
Big swing and a miss there for Yancel Luis, 0-1 count for him. So Joey, we talked about going into this ballgame, leads the team with 101 hits, and since breaking that mark on Sunday, really has been struggling to get those hits going.
Hey, he had the hit on Sunday, and he thought it was the big milestone marker, but since then kind of been held up.
See the pickoff attempt at first, no good for Avant. So still a 0-1 count now for Yancel Luis, one runner on and one runner down. Rawhide enjoying a 4-0 lead on this Thursday night. You see the runner go for that one there. Pena was even making it in time. Naylor with the reaching arm. Was it good? And it was. So the second out of the inning comes from Pena trying to get to second.
He thought it was a decent jump by Jefferson Pena right there, but it was a really solid throw by Nick Schwartz. A bit high on the throw, but it was that well placed that Miles Naylor had enough time. And the main reason he was able to get that out was the ability to get out of the crouch quickly.
And Joey, Nick Schwartz's arm there, very big point in that play. So that one outside for ball one, so 1-2 count now for Yancel Luis. So Avon trying to get out of this inning, trying to get some composure on the mound now in his fourth inning of work. That one outside for ball two, 2-2 count now for Luis.
Tries to go with the backdoor breaker, trying to clip that outside corner, and Yancel Luis watching him miss a little bit outside for ball number two.
Yancel Luis, someone that's hitting second in the Cal League right now and hits. That one's fouled back off, so still a 2-2 count for him. So Joey, his 102 hits make him second in the entire Cal League. And also looking at him, he's seventh in the single A level with hits in July. 29 hits makes him seventh out of 900 players in the single A level. So real big numbers for Yancel Luis, the switch hitter. And a 2-2 count here. That one's upstairs and away. Wild pitch there, but now extends the count to 3-2.
Yeah, you mentioned the numbers on Yancel Luis, a reason he's a top 10 prospect for a reason, top five in the Arizona, top six, should say, in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization because of numbers like you just mentioned.
Yeah, Joey Mason, the full count here. That one swung on straight towards Elvis Rijo for the simple grab and throw to first. The third, but he's saying it's safe. A hesitation there by Elvis Rijo. We got to get a look at that play again. But a simple infield grab by Elvis Rijo. It should be a toss to first for Montero to make the simple third out of the inning, but some hesitation there on the infield dirt doesn't allow to play.
Those are the type of players that are going to get to the major league level. They hustle on every single play. They don't give up, and that is a routine out usually. Elvis Rijo thinks so as well, but Yancel Luis sprints down the line. You see the double clutch by Elvis Rijo. It ends up costing him, and as a result, it costs his pitcher as Corey Avant's going to be pulled out of the ballgame.
So, Joey, a big pitching change there. We'll take a break here and give you all the numbers on the new pitcher for the Ports. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Tide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Welcome back to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Valley Strong Ballpark. We have a pitching change on the mound. Corey Avant's night comes to an end. And for the Ports, into the game, Shu Chen on the mound. Shu Chen Sha, my apologies, originating from Taipei. So we'll give you all the numbers on him soon after this at-bat. So Anderson Rojas facing Chen. And that one, a strike there upstairs in the zone. So reminder, Rescom pitching change here. Rescom bringing all pitching changes brought to you by the people that have been protecting customers' home and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make sure your home is a pest-free zone. Call Rescom and bye-bye Bucks. So see the runner in motion there as Anderson Rojas swings at that one, popped up into right field. See if they can make the grab and do in time for the third out of the inning. A simple catch by Nelson Beltran. Brings us to the top of the fifth inning. Rawhide enjoying a 4-0 lead. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on MLB, MILB.com.
Keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we head into the top of the fifth inning. Rawhide enjoying a 4-0 lead as we swing and a miss there for Rodriguez. So we will see 8-9-1 due up for the Ports. Joseph Rodriguez, B.J. Cook, and Nick Schwartz. And Joseph Rodriguez flying out in his last at-bat, and that one's down in the dirt for ball two. So 2-1 count now for him.
Yeah, that fly out for Joseph Rodriguez. He now makes him 0-for-7. So far here in the first three games of this series, yesterday an 0-for-4 day, he had three groundouts.
Looking to improve in the 1-1 count here. Swung on towards Crisantes, and a big catch there for the third baseman, Demetrio Crisantes. How many times have we seen him catch a ball like on a line like that?
Nice play there for Crisantes. Quickly off the bat, he's able to quickly locate it and is able to make the slight leap up and make the grab on the line drive for out number one.
You look at the replay there. Demetrio Crisantes can put a trampoline under him anytime he wants. No problem getting the hop there. So B.J. Cook at the plate now, taking strike one. And we mentioned earlier, Joey, B.J. Cook coming from a country
known for kangaroos. You got any info more on this guy?
Yeah, B.J. Cook from the land down under.
Sees that one outside for ball two. My apologies, ball one. 1-1 count now.
Third year in the Oakland Athletics organization, 2022, 2023, and 2024.
See Perez wine and deal here. Big swing and a miss there. Strike two. 1-2 count now for BJ.
But the reason we mention Australia, back in 2022, he played with the Perth Heat. During that season, he batted 193 through 27 games, had 36 strikeouts and 3 extra base hits. It's a Perth Heat team that have 4 championships so far in the Australian Baseball League.
Well, you learn something new every day as that one's outside for ball two. 2-2 count. So the Australian Baseball League, Joey, that's knowledge for me. And you're saying the Perth Heat, how many championships you said?
3 championships for the Perth Heat. In fact, they won the first championship of the ABL back in the 2010-2011 season. The year after that, they won it in 11 and 12, so back-to-back years.
Joey, we've talked so much about, you know, in time right now, it's international sports. You have the Olympics going on, but baseball, such an international sport. So you have players like B.J. Cook coming from Australia. So in the 2-2 count here, that one swung on right towards Yonsel Luis for the easy pickup and throw to first at Feltner and first out of the inning.
B.J. Cook continues to struggle so far in the series. A now combined 0-for-4 as Yonsel Luis is able to make the play as we go back to the top of the order for Nick Schwartz.
Yes, Joey, Nick Schwartz at the top of the order. Last at-bat for him, flying out in this ball game. He's hitless. He has a walk so far, so Schwartz trying to get on base again, the catcher for the Ports. So two down now, Perez eyeing down Schwartz, winds and deals. That one is outside for ball one. 1-0 count now for Schwartz.
Stockton just 3 hits so far in this ball game, a pair in inning number 2 and 1 in the third. Outside of that, they've been hitless in this ball game.
Yeah, Joey, 0-for-2 and runners in scoring position. Compare that to the Rawhide, 3-for-10. That's a lot more runners on the bases. So 1-0 count now here for Schwartz. Sees that one in the dirt for ball two. That one bounces right over the head of DeLeon.
Adrian DeLeon trying to scoop it up there and just kind of ramps over. And look at the throw there from home plate umpire Theo Art, trying to show off the arm here at the single A level.
And not just arms on the players, arms on the umpires as well. Some of these officials have baseball experience. So the 2-0 count there, that one's upstairs for strike one.
First time we've seen this umpire crew so far this season. Talk about Theo Art behind the plate. Meanwhile, the base umpire this week, Larry Pettis, he'll be back behind home plate tomorrow.
So Perez winds and deals that one in the dirt for ball three. So 3-1 count now, and you see all the chalk get put up in the air. So, yeah, Joey, you get a good look of him there. Theo Arndt at home plate. See if we can get a shot of Larry Pettis as well. So great officials here in the ball game for Valley Strong. 3-1 count now, and that one's hit fouled back towards Gidding Street. So 3-2 count now, full count for Schwartz.
Well, there's a look there at Larry Pettis. Saw him behind home plate yesterday for the first time this season. He'll also be behind home plate on Sunday's ball game as well.
Always love seeing the different officials through the California League. So the full count now for Schwartz. As Perez winds and deals, that one is downstairs for ball four. So a walk there. Reminder, another walk brought to you by JP Electric Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So one runner on, 2 outs on the board, and Derek Salum in this ballgame so far. You look at for him, a single earlier in the third inning, 1 of 3 hits for the Ports. So, Joey, a good situation here for the Ports.
Yeah, trying to get some offense going right here. At least cut down the lead to at least one as you take a look out there in that Rawhide bullpen.
Definitely warming up now as Perez in his fifth inning of work as that one's upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count now for Salum.
We talked about earlier in the ball game, it's been a consistent thing to see Adonis Perez on the mound. If he could complete this inning, it'd be 5 straight ball games with 5 innings of work.
Really impressive arm on Perez, leads the team with 75 innings of work. That one's fouled off to left side. 1-1 count now for Salum.
You see Salum early in front of that pitch, fouling it off to the left side. We'll see if he can kind of slow down his patience at the plate and get ready to time up this pitch.
Salum, 1 of 3 hitters for the Ports in this ball game. He's got a good eye on Perez's pitches. See what he can do here. The 1-1 count here swung on towards Grisantes. That's fair. Throw over to first. Will it get there in time to Feltner?
And it does. Feltner gets the last out of the inning from a good throw from Demetrio Crisantes. So in this inning, we see no hits, no errors, one runner left on base, and we're going into the bottom of the fifth inning, a 4-0 ball game for the Rawhide. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Watch me now.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. The Rawhide enjoying a 4-0 lead, and we'll get a chance to look at the numbers for the pitcher on the mound for the Ports as that one's downstairs for ball one. So, Joey, give us the numbers on Xu Shen.
Xu Shen shot so far here in 2024, 2-3 with a 5.86 ERA, 47 strikeouts, and 20 walks through 66 innings of work.
Xu Shen Shah throws that one upstairs for both two. So 2-0 count now for Crisantes. And Joey, we talked about players being from Perth, Australia. This is a player from Taipei, Taiwan. Really, really rare to see a player from Taiwan in the minor leagues. So that one's outside for ball three, so 3-0 count now for Crisantes.
Well, Demetrio Crisantes, this is probably one of the last guys you want to give a hitter's count right here due to his ability to draw the base hits right here in a 3-0 count. We'll see if he pulls the trigger.
We'll see what he does here, and he looks at that one for ball four, so a good walk there for Crisantes. Puts a runner on, no outs on the board, and it'll be bringing up Angel Ortiz. Already has an RBI single in this ball game happening in the bottom of the third inning.
So Angel Ortiz, 1-for-2 in the ballgame so far. An RBI double in his last at-bat and looking to continue to contribute to this Rawhide offense in already a four-run ballgame.
Yeah, Joey leads the team with a .294 average and first in average at home in the month of July, hitting .458 here in Valley Strong in the month of July.
Crazy to think about the numbers for Angel Ortiz, especially with the way he started off here in Visalia. He was added in the middle of May, and a guy who was batting .091 through his first two series.
Angel Ortiz swinging at that one there. That one fouled off to the right side. 0-2 count now for him. And Joey, a player that we talked about yesterday, not wearing his yellow cleats, but that's what he's known for. Fans in Valley Strong Ballpark always know that outfielder Angel Ortiz is out there when you see those neon cleats.
Doesn't matter if it's home or away, Angel Ortiz has gone traditionally with the yellow cleats, and he's been a very notable piece out there in right field for majority of the season.
Has him moving like lightning in the outfield. That one far and away outside for ball one. 1-2 count now for Ortiz.
A couple of kind of switches for the defense today. We're used to seeing Angel Ortiz in right field. Today, D. Garner deciding to switch the outfielders. He got Angel Ortiz over in left field and then Jefferson Pena in right tonight.
Shaw winds and deals that one outside for ball two. So 2-2 count now for Ortiz. And yeah, Joey, you talk about the defense really doing things differently in this last series and this series so far. Angel Ortiz, he was in right field usually, now in left field today. And that's what makes good outfielders in the major leagues, being able to play anywhere in the outfield. So that one Check swing there. Doesn't go around. So 3-2 count. Full count now for Ortiz.
So the appeal over to Larry Pettis. And, I mean, you could argue that each of the outfield positions are so much different than one another. The way the ball moves in the wind, the way you have to patrol the different outfields, depending on the different dimensions of walls as well. Every different position in the outfield has a different challenge.
That's what makes the MLB so beautiful, as that one's popped up towards the left side. You saw Crisantes advance, but he has to bring it right back as that one's fouled off.
I try to put Demetrio Crisantes in motion, but instead on the hit-and-run attempt, Ortiz fouls it out of play. But we'll see if they decide to use that hit-and-run. They've used it so successfully over probably the last month and a half, and they continue to use it, and it continues to work.
Yeah, we saw the hit-and-run work perfectly earlier with Adrian DeLeon, with Jackson Feltner on the bases. So let's see if they resort to that here. Full count for Ortiz. Crisantes a lead on first. Throw back to first is Shaw. That one gets away. And Crisantes is deciding to stay there at first.
Well, look at the gymnastics there from manager D. Garner. That might be the first time he's gotten the pants dirty so far this season, as he had to dodge out of the way, and now a smile on his face on the first base coach's box.
A flashback to his days in the MLB. And you see a look there of that replay. You see D. Garner have to get out of the way there. Haven't seen a lot of movement from him so far on the field, and not a lot of dirt on those white unis. So now full count here for Ortiz. Shaw eyeing over at first. Crisantes has the lead off. Let's see. Runner in motion. That one's in the dirt. But it's a strikeout there. So big punch out for Shaw. First one of the night there. Leaves Ortiz looking, but brings Crisantes to second.
But Demetrio Crisantes gets a stolen base right there on the inside corner. And that one perfectly paints the inside black there. However, Visalia does have a runner in scoring position now.
And Joey right on the black there. Good pitch from Shaw. And Drew Jones, the player that leads the team in RBIs, 44 in the year with a runner in scoring position. That one's outside for ball one. 1-0 count now for Jones.
That time out, Drew Jones ended up striking out, looking and trying to avoid falling in that occasion. He's 0-1 in the ballgame.
You could call him the Valley Strong leader. Has 27 RBIs here at home, leads the team. As that one's upstairs for ball two. 2-0 count now for him. And Joey also leads with 4 home runs here at home as well, out of his 5 homers on the year.
And one of those 4 home runs was a walk-off homer against the Modesto Nuts.
Yeah, Joey, very exciting game for him. That was actually the first game I was here in Visalia. So Sean, a 2-0 count facing Jones. That one upstairs, and a check swing there from Jones. Now 2-1 count for him.
That was the end of May, entering June. And at the time, that was one of the hottest teams in all of minor league baseball.
Yeah, the Modesto Nuts, notable players, Lázaro Montes, Michael Arroyo, getting moved up into the higher levels of the minor league as Shaw winds and deals. That one's upstairs for ball three. 3-1 count now for Jones.
Yeah, very good Modesto Nuts team. They ended up clinching the first half of the California League season inside of this very ballpark on the series finale of that 6-game series.
So Shaw deals there. That one outside for ball four. So another walk here for Shaw brings Drew Jones to first. And due up now will be Jackson Feltner, the first baseman.
The second walk of the ball game for Drew Jones. He shows off his patience at the plate. And now Jackson Feltner really has a chance to put this game out of reach.
And Jackson Feltner looking to improve from his recent numbers. Didn't get to play yesterday. And so far in this ball game, a flyout and a strikeout. Hitting 255 on the year, 29 ribbies at home. So 29 RBIs on the year. So one out away, two runners on. That one is in the hands of the catcher there, but it gets away from Schwartz. But runners stay in position. 0-1 count now.
Jackson Feltner 0-2 in the ball game. He struck out swinging in his last at bat. It was one of 4 strikeouts in the ball game for Corey Avant.
You see a meeting on the mound here for Shaw. Wonder if it will be just a mound visit here. I believe so.
I have a mound visit here as pitching coach Gabriel Ozuna will make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia.
So, Joey, you look at the pitching in this ballgame for the Ports. You saw Avant give up 4 walks, and Shaw so far on the mound. He has 3 walks in this ballgame. Compare that to the Rawhide in this ballgame, only given up three walks. So six walks in comparison to the Rawhide's three really have helped the Rawhide get runners in scoring position in this ballgame, Joey. So far, Rawhide 3-for-10 and have an opportunity to improve that here as the meeting on the mound comes to a close.
Yeah, if you want to find a way to get back into this ball game, you got to find a way to limit the walks right here. Shaw's already had two walks so far in his inning, and one more right here would end up loading the bases.
So a lot of pressure here from Shaw. Two runners on, one out, and an 0-1 count here for Feltner. Shaw glances over Crisantes at second, winds and deals. Feltner hits that one, going far out into left field and hitting the screen there. It's his own face on the video board, and that's a home run. Jackson Feltner, home run number six for the first baseman tonight.
Home run number six of the season for Jackson Feltner. It ties the team leading home run totals, and Visalia now leads this ballgame 7-0 here in the top bottom half of the fifth inning.
A three-run homer from Jackson Feltner, the second three-run homer we've seen in this series. Anderson Rojas had to start things off on Tuesday night, but what a good swing there for Jackson Feltner, and a confidence boost for the Rawhide, now up 7-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And only one out on the board, bringing up Adrian DeLeon.
That's a big relief heading into the top half of the sixth inning for the Rawhide.
So DeLeon has to follow up that performance from Feltner, and not a lot of pressure on him here. One out on the board, you have a seven-run lead, and you're facing off against a pitcher that's had some struggles so far, giving up four hits in this ball game, four walks as well, and four punch-outs. DeLeon, an 0-1 count now. That one's in the dirt for ball one. 1-1 count now for him.
Adrian DeLeon in the ballgame, 1-for-2. A single and a flyout as well. Making his debut in the series, it was Kenny Castillo who got the start behind the plate on both Tuesday and Wednesday.
Shaw winds and deals. Check swing there. And he did not go around, so 2-1 count now for DeLeon.
Adrian DeLeon looking to take advantage of the lack of control so far for Shaw in this ballgame, trying to set up a base runner for Ruben Santana, who's on deck.
So Shaw winds and deals here. That one big swing and a miss there for DeLeon. 2-2 count now for him.
Vasilia, seven runs in this ballgame, six hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, three hits and just one error so far in this ballgame.
And showing in the bottom of the fifth inning so far, three runs off of one big hit from Jackson Feltner. So a 2-2 count now here for DeLeon, hitting .210 on the air, five home runs. The catcher for tonight's ballgame facing off against Shaw. So Shaw going into the pitch clock here, throws that one. A pitch that gets fouled off to the right side. So still a 2-2 count now for DeLeon.
Vasalia, six hits now here in this ballgame. Every single one of these three games so far in the series, the Rawhide have had at least six or more hits, with their most coming on Tuesday night when the Rawhide recorded seven runs on nine hits.
So already hitting that total by the fifth inning. So, Joey, a chance for the Rawhide to go for double digits in hits tonight. We'll see if they can continue this momentum. So 2-2 count now for DeLeon, and that one's upstairs. So full count for the catcher. It's a good Thursday night here of baseball. No wind here in Valley Strong Ballpark. That one's upstairs for strike three. Big strikeout there for Shaw. Second punch out of the game for him. And Joey DeLeon really caught looking on that one there. Take a look at the replay.
Second called three strikeout of the ball game, or the inning, I should say. And Adrian DeLeon knew it instantly as well in the other two way.
And take a look at the beautiful sunset here in Visalia, California. Take a look at one of the light poles in Valley Strong Ballpark. Shaw winds and deals upstairs to Ruben Santana. 1-0 count now for him. Or my apologies, 0-1 count for him.
Got to say, one of the nicer sunsets so far here in 2024. We got that little cotton candy field going to right now.
Perfect for a ball game, Joey, making me hungry. All right, swing and a miss there for Santana. 0-2 count for him.
I would say sherbet ice cream, but that's a blue and a pinkish. I'm going to go blue raspberry and cherry.
It's giving bomb pop vibes for me, Joey, personally, but I don't know. I could see where you see sherbet as you look at the orange there. Kind of looks like a Dreamsicle or an Orange Julius from Dairy Queen.
That is a lot better than a Bomb Pop, which is red, white, and blue.
Yeah, maybe I'm colorblind. 0-2 count here for Shaw facing Santana. Two outs on the board. Wines and deals there. That one's downstairs. Ball one. 1-2 count now for him.
What about Santana so far in this ball game? 0-2. He struck out looking back in the second. He also grounded back to the mound in his last at-bat in the fourth.
DH looking to get hitting tonight as he's swinging a miss there. Third strike call there for Ruben Santana, and he goes down swinging. Big strikeout for Shaw, third one of the ballgame. So, in the inning, three runs off of one big old home run hit from Jackson Feltner. No errors and none left on base. Rawhide lead this one 7-0 as we go to the top of the sixth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we enter the top of the sixth inning. A pitching change on the mound for D. Garner. We see Adonis Perez, five innings of work, come to a conclusion. We'll give you more on his numbers as Jorge Mingetti has checked into the ballgame. So, Carlos Amaya due up for the Ports, followed by him on deck is Miles Naylor, and in the hole is Darlin Montero, a hitless part of the order due up for the Ports. We'll give you all the information on tonight's reliever as that one's popped into right field, but Jefferson Pena with the first out of the inning. And so, Joey, now, as we get a chance, take a look at Jorge Mingetti's stats.
Jorge Mingetti comes in 6'1", 170, the 21-year-old right-hander out of Bonnie Dominican Republic. So far in 2024, he's 2-0 with a 1.38 ERA in six games of work so far for the Rawhide. Originally started the year off in the ACL.
So puts down Amaya in the first out of the inning. So one out now for Mingetti. And Miles Naylor at the plate now in the ballgame so far for Naylor. Hitless so far, a strikeout and a ground out, as that one is upstairs for ball one. So 1-1 count now for him. And you look at Adonis Perez's numbers on the game so far, five innings of work, three hits, three walks, four strikeouts, no earned runs, and a big swing and a miss there for Naylor. 1-2 count now for him.
That was a swing there for Miles Naylor. As soon as he saw the release point, he was going for the swing way outside for Miles Naylor, and he's behind in the count 1-2.
Miles Naylor, a lot of pedigree for him, related to Josh Naylor and other MLB players as well. And know he has another brother in the league. Joey, you know all about the Naylor family. That one's inside for ball two. Has to get out of the way of that one, the shortstop, so 2-2 count for him. And looking at the numbers of Miles Naylor for the Ports, first in RBIs on the road with 19, first in home runs on the road with 4. He also leads the team in strikeouts when he's not at home. 47 punch-outs on the air. That one's a chopper right towards the hands of Anderson Rojas and throw to Feltner for the second out of the inning.
Hey, you talked about the pedigree for Miles Naylor, older brother Josh Naylor with the Cleveland Guardians, the 27-year-old, 8-year veteran with the San Diego Padres and Cleveland Guardians. There's another look at the numbers for Mingetti so far in 2024. You mentioned the other brother, Bo Naylor, as well for the Cleveland Guardians. Josh Naylor also made his first MLB All-Star game this earlier in July.
So very big family here in the MLB for Miles Naylor as Darlin Montero sees that one in the dirt for ball one. 1-0 count now for him. So, Joey, I guess baseball's in the DNA as that one's popped up towards the left field. You see Angel Ortiz get to it, but he has no idea where it is. That one pops right behind him to the left field line. You see Montero running around to third. An uncharacteristic play there by Angel Ortiz. Did Crisantes get the touch in time? No. So a huge triple there from Angel Ortiz, and I've never seen that before from him so far in left field. Joey, he completely loses it, puts his hands up in the air, and says, where is it? Let's see you take a look at that replay there from Angel Ortiz. See if we can take a look at that there.
I'm trying to quickly look around and find a spot that maybe that ball was lost. The first and the third base light posts aren't necessarily as tall as the rest of the light posts as well. You see that one down the third base line. Maybe he loses the ball as it goes above that third base light tower as well. You also saw the sunset moments ago. Maybe he lost it in the orange, which is currently directly behind us.
Yeah, Joey, so we don't know how Angel Ortiz missed that one, but very grateful there's seven runs on the board to give them some insurance. So that one's fouled off to the left side for Nelson Beltran, an 0-2 count. So now a runner on third, two outs on the board, and the Rawhide enjoying a 7-0 lead. So Angel Ortiz, an uncharacteristic play in left field, but a seven-run lead can really help you in this situation. So two outs on the board, an 0-2 count for Beltran. That one's hit straight towards Yancel Luis at short, and a throw over to Feltner at first, and that's the third out of the inning. So we see in the ball in this inning, one hit for the Ports, one left on base, no, one error for the Rawhide, and no runs. So it's a 7-0 ball game as we head towards the bottom of the sixth inning. Don't go anywhere. Rawhide on top seven as you're watching Visalia Rawhide on MLBF.
To a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid, or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. The Rawhide enjoying a 7-0 lead as we head into the bottom of the sixth inning. Do up for the Hide, Peña, Luis, and Rojas. 9-1-2 for the Rawhide. As that one's popped into the right field, a perfect base hit to start things off for Jefferson Peña, his second hit of the ball game for him. And now the Rawhide got things going with run runner on, bringing up Luis.
Well, Jefferson Peña now three hits in the last two games, a multi-hit game for Jefferson Peña, and he becomes the only player in this ballgame for Visalia with a multi-hit game.
You look at yesterday, Joey, 1-for-4 night from him, his only hit coming in the bottom of the 10th inning, a 2-RBI single to win the ballgame, as that one's in the dirt for ball one to Yancel Luis. So Jefferson Peña really hot as of late, a good multi-hit game tonight and a big walk-off win yesterday. So we'll see if he can continue it today. So no outs on the board. Yancel Luis at the plate. Shaw in the 1-0 count. Big swing and a miss there for Yancel Luis. 1-1 count now for him. Yancel in this ball game. You take a look at last inning for him. A single.
And you talk about that base hit from Yancel Luis. It was a routine ground ball to second base, and Elvis Rio just hesitated.
This one's hit towards Naylor for the simple double play there And it was successful, Joey. A very simple double play. And not many double plays for the Ports this season. Oh, no, not a double play. Not good in time. My apologies. Didn't see that there. I thought the tag was safe at first, but let's see. So you see the toss to second. That's definitely in time, but the throw to first, not in time for Riho as he was able to get there. So my apologies there. Anderson Rojas at the plate with Yonsel Luis on first, one out on the board.
And yeah, trying to turn the 6-4-3 double play. However, Yonsel Luis, a speedy guy. I mean, we already saw that in his last at bat when he grounded over to second base, and he was able to beat out the throw from Elvis Riho. So now the second time, Luis' speed has paid off running down the first base line.
And I have to give credit to the first base official, Larry Pettis, to be able to see that. So swing there. Anderson Rojas throws this, hits this one right over to first. And for the simple double play, see if they can get this one. No, they can't. So a throw over to Miles Naylor at second gets Luis out, but the throw back to first, not in time. And Anderson Rojas still is on first base. So now two outs now in the inning. And take a look at that replay there.
Yeah, back-to-back fielder's choices now for the Rawhide offense. That was a difficult play to turn two on. And they nearly had it, but a low throw to Shushen Shah, and it's a lot more difficult for the pitching glove that is way smaller than those first base gloves.
And Joey, a team that's trying to commit a double play. They only have 70 on the year, 6 in the Cal League. So this one chopped towards Shah for the third out of the inning. Should be routine, and it is. A throw over to first. So the Rawhide go. Not any offense here. No runs in the ballgame. We see one hit, two runners left on, and no errors in the inning. The Rawhide still enjoying a 7-0 lead as we head towards the top of the seventh. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here in the MILB app.
Man really loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move into the top half of the seventh inning. Elvis Riho, Joseph Rodriguez, BJ Cook do up here in the top half of the frame, where Eamon Jetty remains on the mound. First pitch is inside, and it's going to hit Riho in the left elbow. So a base runner on base here to begin inning number seven.
Don't want to give up any easy base runners here as they're enjoying a seven-run lead. I mean, you can afford to let some on, but it's still a very early in this ballgame, Joey. There's any chances for the Stockton to come back. If you put a runner on, it can happen.
Down to their final nine outs here of the ballgame as Joseph Rodriguez gets ready to step up to the plate, and now they continue to check in on Joseph Rodriguez after being hit by the pitch. See the athletic trainer, Mariani Merrick, out there checking in on the assisted arm for Elvis Riho. We talk about those elbow guards have been such an important addition of batting equipment so far here over the past 10 years across Major League Baseball and the professional level, as it's started to filter down all the way to the youth travel ball levels as well. And I mean, one of the most exposed parts of the body whenever you're at the plate. As now Merrick continues to check in on Rodriguez.
You got to check up on him here. See him get a sip of some drink there. Gatorade, maybe.
That's
Or your favorite Gator Light, Joey.
Gator Light is very good. If you don't know what Gator Light is, you got to get on it. If you are severely dehydrated, that is the drink for you. Increased sodium, increased sugar. Not necessarily probably the best for just a regular drink, but if you're dehydrated, whether that's a workout, anything else, that is the perfect drink for you to have.
And we are not sponsored by Gator Light.
Wish I was endorsed by it. That pitch fouled off to the left side.
Joey, I don't know if you should drink it as much as you do, though, Joey. It's not water.
It's not, but it's a rapid rehydration drink, and especially after some long bike rides, some long runs, Gator Light, the perfect situation for it. 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one. And don't hate on it. There's been plenty of Rawhide players I've talked to asking about Gator Light, and one of the more notable ones was Jeremiah Boyd, who moved up to Reno earlier in the year, and he said Gator Light was one of his favorite drinks for rehydration. The pitch swung on and missed for strike number two.
So, Joey, is what you're saying is Gator Light's the reason why he moved up?
It could be.
It could be. I mean, you get all of your nutrients in there, a lot of sodium, potassium, the five major nutrients that you lose when you're sweating.
Ground ball to the right side, a chance to turn two. 4-6. 3 DP, and the team leading double plays in all the California lead turns another one. There's two down here in the top half of the seventh inning.
The Rawhide just said, Joey, let me show you how it's done. 1,063 double plays now. No, my apologies, wrong number there. I was looking at the punch outs. Sorry there. 86 double plays. They lead in the Cal League. Now make it 87 with that one there.
Well, Justin, that 1,000 strikeouts kind of raised my eyebrows when I first said it as first. That pitch is outside for ball one. That does lead the California League as well.
Yeah, that's also a extrapolation for this team. Everyone looking at the numbers. If you're not used to playing against the Rawhide, you see 1,000 strikeouts, you might think, is this a typo? No, it's just normal here in Valley Strong Ballpark. 1,063 coming in today.
1-0 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. You look at, on the other side of things, this is a Stockton Ports team, 923. That is sixth most in the Cal League.
So, I mean, very good numbers there for both these teams, so well above 800, above 900.
1-1 pitch on the way. That one's a bit upstairs, but it'll be called strike two either way with B.J. Cook at the plate. We talked about his time with the Perth Heat earlier in his ball game out in the Australian Baseball League, a league that is a part of the Major League Baseball's Winter Leagues. Obviously, played during the offseason, November to February is the time period for this season in Australia. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal. That one's downstairs for ball two. Major League Baseball recognizes it. They spent 60% ownership in this league, and it's meant for the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball to go over to Australia and improve themselves to get ready for the following season. 2-2 pitch on the way. B.J. Cook, a swing and a miss. Strike three. And a facing the minimum, Jorge Mangetti, top half of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. No hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Visalia 7, Stockton 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season and...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Rawhide lead this ball game 7-0. Shu Chen Sha remains on the mound as that pitch is outside for ball 1-1-0. Sha, the second pitcher used in this ball game for Stockton after starting pitcher Corey Avent began this ball game. 1-0 deal on the way, and that one's hit into left field. Over towards the left field corner. This has extra base hit written all over it. Around first base, he'll go over to second. Ortiz will get there standing. It is a leadoff double to begin the bottom half of the seventh inning.
Now two doubles in the ballgame for Angel Ortiz, and that was the same exact location of the one he had earlier, Joey, that scored Drew Jones. But look at this one here. Big old swing, and it goes towards the left side and lands just south of the left field pole. Not able to get there in time is the left fielder, B.J. Cook.
You saw a slight shift out in outfield with everybody about 10, 15 steps to the right side. And on that occasion, Angel Ortiz says, you know what, I'll go opposite field, I'll drop it in for a base hit. And now the deal on the way is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. Drew Jones so far in this ballgame, 0-1. He's walked twice in this ballgame. He also struck out looking back in inning number 3. The 1-0 deal on the way from Shaw. And that one is upstairs for ball 2-0. I talked about Corey Avent getting the start in this ballgame for Stockton. He went 3 2/3 innings of work, 4 strikeouts, 4 earned runs. Meanwhile, for Shaw, 2 1/3 so far. And now that pitch is outside for ball 3-0. Drew Jones entered the day with 7 hits against Stockton. That was the second most. They trailed behind Anderson Rojas, who had 8 entering the day. A 3-0 pitch on the way to Drew Jones, and that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 3-1. Drew Jones 0-4 yesterday, 0-5 so far in the week, trying to change his luck right here. Shaw's 3-1 pitch on the way, and that one is on the outside corner in there for a strike, 3-2.
Yeah, Joey, Drew Jones really looking to improve his numbers 0-5 in this series so far. And he's someone that leads the team at home with RBIs, 27 of his RBIs. That's half coming right here in Valley Strong Ballpark. So someone that you need to get clicking.
Payoff pitch on the way from Shaw. He looks over at second. Nobody holding on. Angel Ortiz. And he grounds that one over to the right side. It's going to bounce off of the body of Elvis Rijo. Rounding third base is Angel Ortiz. And the first two batters of the inning have gotten aboard.
A tough night for Elvis Rijo at second. We saw him with the hesitation earlier, allowing Cresantes to get on first. And this one there, look at the replay. Bouncing off the infield dirt, trying to put in his glove. Hits the base of his palm there, pops right back out on the infield grass. On the outfield grass, and allows runners to get in the corners. So two on now, no out.
That drop from Elvis Rijo is the second error of the ballgame for Stockton. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Get Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That's 625-2318. That pitch is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Jackson Feltner, last at-bat, three-run home run off the video board in left field. Not only his first hit of the ball game, his first hit of the series. The 0-1 deal on the way, and that one is inside for ball 1-1-1.
Joey, first home run of the season earlier I've seen coming off of his own face in the video board. I've not seen a lot of those balls hit out in the center field where they hit the screen. I guess he doesn't like the picture, Joey.
1-1 pitch on the way to Jackson Feltner, and that one is inside for ball 2-2-1. A little bit of target practice aiming out on that video board in left field.
I think he was trying to update that number 5 on home runs to number 6 with that swing and just couldn't land on the video board in that spot. But now 6 home runs on the year.
I'll get that number 6 added tomorrow morning. 2-1 pitch on the way. And that one is fouled directly backwards, 2-2.
So now he ties Yancel Luis, leading with 6 home runs on the year. Two players that have a lot of power on the bat, but we'll see what he can do here now.
Well, previously it was a 3-way tie for the 5 home runs. Adrian DeLeon had his name in the mix as well, so Jackson Feltner will get his separation, and he'll join Yancel Luis with the number 6 tomorrow. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's bounced in for ball 3.
It's really all Feltner has to do here is hit the ball far enough
to allow Drew for Angel Ortiz to score from third. So just a simple sack play here looking for Feltner.
Three balls, two strikes, no out. The Rawhide looking to add on another run to make it an 8-run ball game. Shuchen Shah will agree with his catcher, Nick Schwartz. The payoff pitch on the way. Here's the deal. And that one is swung on and fouled directly backwards.
Staying alive in the count now is Feltner. Someone that's able to foul off pitches that he doesn't like. And, Joey, this is a hot day for him. So he's seen Shaw's pitches. He got a 3-run homer off him earlier. See if he can do some work here. Runners in the corner, not a lot needed to bring Angel Ortiz home.
Payoff pitch on the way from Shaw. And that one is fouled directly backwards. Shaw checked into the ballgame in inning number 4. He came in for a leaf for Avent. He faced Anderson Rojas, flew out to right field, and since then he's been in the ballgame for innings 5, 6, and now 7. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Shaw, and Jackson Feltner will lift that one into shallow center field. Joseph Rodriguez is nearby. He's underneath it. Angel Ortiz will tag up. The ball will be thrown into Miles Naylor. The Rawhide tack on another run. It's now 8-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
What an efficient game from the Rawhide so far. 8 hits, 8 runs. It seemed to be such a strategic ball game, Joey. Perfectly placed hit there from Jackson Feltner. Nothing crazy there, just a simple sack fly play. Pop that one up far enough. You see Angel Ortiz running home there. Simple routine play.
So with that sack fly, it'll be the end of the ball game for Shuchen Shah as manager Javier Goodard will make his way out to the mound. And we have our third arm in the ball game for the Stockton Ports. Visalia leads this ball game 8-0. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the new pitcher in the ball game. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Adrian DeLeon will be the new batter out of the pitching change break. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. That one's lifted into deep right field. Racing backwards is Nelson Beltran. He'll leap up, and he is able to make the grab. And a run will come home to score. However, not tagging up was the runner on first base, Drew Jones. So they will be doubled up, and the inning will come to a conclusion. An odd ending to inning number 7. However, the Rawhide were able to tack on a run as you look at the replay by Nelson Beltran leaping up for the Superman grab. End of 7 innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 8, Port 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go.
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the top half of the eighth inning. Nick Schwartz, Derek Salome, Carlos Amaya do appear in the inning. And new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia is a tall right-hander, Matthew Linsky. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Pitch upstairs for ball one, a one and a one. Nick Schwartz so far in this ball game, 0-for-1 with a fly out to right field back in inning number three. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for strike number two. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Visalia out hitting Stockton. 8-4 so far in the ball game. Matthew Linsky, one ball, two strikes with no outs. Here's the pitch home, and that one is bounced in for ball two, 2-2.
Yeah, Linsky really trying to get a handle on that breaking ball there. You see it fall into the dirt, try and control it so it doesn't hit too low in the zone.
Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Nick Schwartz looking for his first hit of the ball game. 2-for-5 entering the day. Here's the pitch from Linsky, and that one's fouled directly backwards. Top of the eighth inning here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide looking to capture three straight wins in front of a crowd of 1,420 fans on the first day of August. A swing and a miss, strike three, and there's one down here in the inning. And with that first strikeout of the ballgame for Matthew Linsky, let's go through his numbers here in 2024.
Yes, Joey, looking at Matthew Linsky's numbers with the Rawhide so far. One win, no losses in 12 games. Has a below one ERA. That's a sub-one ERA, a .87 for him. In 20 innings of work, he's given up two runs, eight walks, and 32 strikeouts.
That's the numbers for Matthew Linsky, the one-out pitch on the way. And that one's upstairs for ball one, 1-0.
Yeah, Linsky, someone coming from Humble, Texas. I actually grew up there myself. I'm a little bit of a native and never recognized him. He's tall. I would have seen him, 6'7".
1-0 pitch on the way. That one is fouled up to the right side, going towards foul territory. And the count moved to 1-1. So Mr. Houston himself doesn't know everybody in the surrounding Houston area?
Yeah, Joey, you'd think I would, especially Matthew Linsky, someone that stands out among the trees in Humble, Texas, 6'7", 240 pounds. I believe he's the tallest player on the Rawhide lineup.
You got it. Sam Knowlton, those two guys, 6'8", 6'7".
Competition.
1-1 pitch on the way. But you couldn't miss them in a crowded room if the two of them stood next to each other.
Oh, you could not, Joey. You couldn't even see. You'd see them go through the doorways. They'd have to duck.
2-1 with one away. Linsky will get ready for the pitch to Salome, and that one is downstairs in there for strike number two. Have you two talked about being from the Houston area before?
You know, I've been here, Joey, for over a month, and I've not got the chance to speak words of Matthew Linsky. You know, I'm about a foot shorter than him. I don't know if he can hear me down here, Joey.
Very nice guy. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side. Both him and Hayden Dirk played at Rice which is in the Houston area.
Yeah, I got to speak with Hayden Dirk. He asked me, oh, you're from Houston? I said, yes. And he said, you must know Linsky. And I said, yeah, I grew up in the Humble area. Know definitely about him. But looking at what he's done so far for the team, great numbers. And he's been around. He's even was with Hillsboro even for a little bit this season.
And spent time with Hillsboro, second year so far in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization after being drafted last year in 2023. Spent time in both Hillsboro and in the complex.
And Joey, and I'm looking at the numbers for him in Hillsboro. Only one game. Only had one inning of work where he threw 12 pitches.
One pitch is inside for ball four, so Sloan will draw the walk. So now a one-out base runner will bring up Carlos Amaya to the plate. Carlos Amaya so far in this ball game, 0-2. A walk in his first at-bat in inning number one. Definitely the highlight so far of the series. It was his first home run of his single-A career yesterday.
And Joey, yesterday only had one RBI coming into the day. Now has two with that home run yesterday.
That pitch is in there for strike number one. Carlos Amaya struck out swinging back in inning number three. He also flew out to right field back in inning number six. 0-1 with one away. Linsky will stare down Amaya, who will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. And that one is swung on and missed for strike number two. No balls, two strikes, one away. Miles Naylor awaits on deck. He's also been hitless in this ball game. Linsky will glance over at first base to get ready for the deal. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Here's a kick and fire home. That one swung on and missed. Strike three. And Carlos Amaya is the second strikeout of the inning. Linsky's second of the game. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Allstate, you're in good hands.
At the plate number 22, the shortstop, Miles Naylor.
That brings up Miles Naylor to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-3.
Joey, you see his ratings. Matthew Linsky was rated 87 overall in Texas State rankings and 41 among right-handed pitchers in the state. We saw him play for the Adidas Baseball National Team in 2020. He's done good things so far in his career. I mean, to be able to go from high school in Atascocita to playing at Rice and now here in the minor leagues.
0-1 with 2A, and that one is bounced in for ball number one. All that information provided by Perfect Game.
Seen the velocity of his fastball when he was in high school. We saw in Rice, my apologies, a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. That was logged in 2019 in his senior year at Atascocita High.
1-1 with 2A. Here's the pitch home from Linsky. And Miles Naylor will rip that one into center field. Drew Jones will race back. Looks up at the wall. It's going to bounce off the yellow line. Drew Jones lost his footing. He'll scoop it up. Miles Naylor sinking three. And it will be an RBI triple for Naylor, his 45th RBI of the year. And the Ports are on the board. It's now 8-1 here in the top half of the eighth inning.
No surprise there. A beautiful play. And, Joey, you talk about Miles Naylor getting on base there. He's someone that leads the team with 50 total bases. You see Drew Jones going for that one there. Bounces off the wall. Has an extra bounce. He has to run and get a glove on it. Throws it over in time, but not before a run is scored.
We saw it right near that score bug in the bottom left corner. Drew Jones kind of slipping up out there in the near the warning track. But a great recovery either way. And with two outs, that one goes in there for a strike 0-1. So the matchup between the two former Perfect Game graduates goes in favor of Miles Naylor. 0-1 pitch on the way to Darlin Montero, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-1. Miles Naylor, he was one of the top products out of the Ontario region out in Canada. He did have a commitment to Texas Tech, the Red Raiders out in Lubbock, Texas, before he decided to pass it up and play professional baseball with the Oakland Athletics.
It's the beauty of baseball, Joe. You don't have to go to college to be able to play in the minor leagues, so good choice there for him. Playing now for the Ports.
2-1 with 2A. Linsky will stare down Montero. Here's the pitch home, and that one is swung on and foul tip, so the count now 2-2. Darlin Montero has struck out twice in this ball game, a triple as well so far in the game. 2-2 with two down. Matthew Linsky will stare down Darlin Montero. Looking to get out of inning number 8 right here. 8-1 ball game. Here's the deal home, and that one's a fastball in the inside corner. Strike 3 called. Matthew Linsky, 3 strikeouts in the inning, is able to get him through inning number 8. 1 hit, 1 run, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We head to the bottom half of the 8th inning. Rawhide 8, Stockton 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom half of the 8th inning. Ruben Santana will lead things off as that one is fouled back to the right side, 0-1. Ruben Santana 0-3 in the ballgame. A pair of strikeouts, a ground out as well. The 0-1 deal on the way, fouled directly backwards for strike number 2.
Yeah, Joey, how much would a hit in this ballgame help his confidence? We've seen him struggle in the month of July. In 16 games, only gathering 7 hits. He's hitting .123 in the 7th month of the year. So playing at DH today, D. Garner looking to see him get a hit today.
No balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Santana, which will likely be his final at-bat of the ballgame, will watch that one miss downstairs for ball 1, 1 and 2.
I mean, this is some personal improvement at-bat here for Santana. Your team doesn't need you to get a hit. But for yourself and for your own confidence, it helps you to be able to get a hit like that.
That one sent into center field, racing over to Joseph Rodriguez. A sliding effort. He's able to make the grab in center. And Ruben Santana sent that one for a ride, but unable to find the gap out in right field.
I might have jinxed that one, Joey. I apologize, Ruben Santana, but what a play by Joseph Rodriguez. Let's take a look at that one there. So Santana popped that one in the center field and running straight to the barn as Rodriguez gets on down on one knee after making the grab. All that momentum, having to slide in the dirt to slow himself down.
So now with one away, it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate in a ball game where he's 2-for-2. And now that one is in there for strike number 1.
And what a performance for him so far in this series. 2-for-2 today. Already had an RBI single, a 2-RBI single early on. And you talk about yesterday, second walk-off of the season for him, 8th walk-off for the Rawhide all year.
8 walk-offs on the year so far. On Ortiz has had one. Drew Jones has had one. Ruben Santana had the walk-off walk. Pena has had 2 of them. Taurine 2 as well. The 0-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed for strike 3. There's now 2 down here in the inning.
So 2 down now, and Yonsel Luis in this ballgame, 1 hit for him so far, but someone that led the entire team with hits against Stockton, also led with RBIs with 5 so far on the season.
2-out pitch on the way to Yonsel Luis, ground ball to the third base side. And that one just barely left of the third base bag, so the count is now 0-1.
What a close call there for the officials being able to have a fast eye, Joey, that's why me and you, we can't be umpires. They have eyes that we could never imagine having. And you, I think you might need glasses.
I might need them here in the near future. But to that, I will say that home plate umpire Theo Arndt is a lot closer than you and I are.
Yeah, Joey, I'd say he's about 300 feet closer.
One pitch on the way. That one's fouled directly backwards. 0-2. Did you say 300 feet?
I said that we are about, I would say a lot farther than 300 feet. I'd say we're about 20 yards from that location. You see the wide view here? That's a lot of distance between us and first base.
0-2 pitch on the way to Yonsei Luis. Fouls on off to the left side. Justin, that is literally impossible. It is 320 to the left and right field pole.
Oh, you are right, Joey. See, mathematics, not my strong suit, me and you. We're not used to distances. So, yeah, 320 feet. So I'd say maybe 50 feet from here.
Okay,
how about that? Would
that
be more accurate for you?
That is a lot better. 0-2 pitch on the way to Yonsei Luis. And that one is swung on and missed. Strike three. And that will bring the inning to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the top half of the ninth inning. Visalia leads this ballgame 8-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app.
Your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. We move to the top half of the ninth inning. Nelson Beltran will lead things off here in the frame. Matthew Linsky's pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Nelson Beltran, Elvis Rijo, Joseph Rodriguez, 6, 7, and 8 due up here in the inning. Two of the three batters due up in the frame with a hit so far in the ball game. And now the 1-0 pitch is fouled off to the right side, 1-1. Fun weekend continues to roll on as we approach the weekend. Today was our Team USA cap giveaway sponsored by Coors Light. See if you see any fans behind home plate with the Stars and Stripes hat. The 1-1 deal on the way, and that one is in there for ball 2-1. Tomorrow night, Rawhide basketball jersey giveaway sponsored by Nelson's Ace Hardware. The first 500 fans in attendance for tomorrow, first 350 fans, I should say, in attendance for tomorrow's bowl game will get a Rawhide-themed basketball jersey. As that pitch is inside for bowl 3-1. Saturday night, there is plenty to check out. Derek Carr replica Rawhide jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. First 500 fans in attendance will get the Derek Carr replica jersey, as that one is fouled off to the right side, and the count will go full. First 500 fans in the building will get the replica jersey of Derek Carr, a former Oakland slash Las Vegas Raiders quarterback. Spent his college playing days out at Fresno State University. Also following the game, a post-game teddy bear toss. A three-ball, two-strike count on the way. Here's the deal. And that one is swung on and missed for strikeout number one of the frame. Back-to-back punch-outs here for Matthew Linsky over the last two innings. Take a look at the replay right there. Outside corner, unable to make contact. Also on Saturday night, post-game fireworks as well. One of the six fireworks here in 2024. Make sure to make it out to that ball game on Saturday. Plenty for you to watch, see, and be a part of. One out pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Lastly, on Sunday, we'll wrap up our Olympics week at 12.05 p.m., our Kids Olympics, sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. 0-1 with one away. Here's the deal. And that one swung on a miss for strike number two. We approach the second half of Olympics week for the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, and some pretty crucial games coming up for Team USA as early as 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Team USA men's national team in soccer, they'll be facing off against Morocco for the first time in the quarterfinals since the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. 0-2 pitch on the way, ground ball to the right side. It'll land right of the first base back. They're on the Team USA looking to get the defeat against Morocco. It's been a Team USA soccer team who's had its frustrations over the past few years. They qualified for the Qatar World Cup. They would lose in the round of 16 to the Netherlands. They would get knocked out at Copa America on controversy decisions out there. So the U24 team in the Olympic Games trying to make their mark, as that one is fouled directly backwards. Also going along with the Rawhide basketball jersey on Friday night. On Saturday morning at 8:15, Team USA men's basketball will look to remain perfect in the group stage, as they will play Puerto Rico starting at 8:15. 0-2 with one away. Here's the pitch from Linsky. That one is inside, and Elvis Rijo will get hit by a pitch. So second time in this ball game that he's hit by a pitch. And once again, the athletic trainer will make her way out. Ariana Merrick has been very active in this ball game, and you see a little bit more frustration on the face for Elvis Rijo, as once again he's going to have to get that arm checked out. Elvis Rijo getting that left wrist checked in, and manager Javier Gooder is going to say, you know what, that's the end of your ball game. Go over to the bench, take a rest, and take the night off, and hopefully we get to see him tomorrow night. So he will be out of the ball game, and as a result, it will bring the Michigan Wolverine Clark Elliott into the ball game as a pitch runner. So Joseph Rodriguez will get ready to step up to the plate. So far in this ball game, a combined 0-for-3. Grounded into a two-out 4-6-3 DP back in inning number 7. Linsky glances over at first base, gets ready for the deal. Here's the pitch home, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Matthew Linsky face off against Rodriguez, who's 8 points below 200, batting 192 so far on the season. 0-1 with one away. Linsky once again glances at first base to get ready for the deal. Here's the fire home. That one is bounced in. A good block, however, by Adrian DeLeon. One and one with one away. B.J. Cook currently awaits on deck. Right, looking for their second double play of the ball game to get this to a three-game winning streak. 1-1 with one away. Matthew Linsky working from the stretch. Here's his pitch. That one's lifted into right center field. Drew Jones on his horse racing back towards the barn. It'll bounce off the Valley Strong logo on the barn. Rounding third base is Clark Elliott. He'll be waved home. It won't be thrown in. And the Wolverine will score. And it is now a six-run ball game, 8-2, here in the top half of the ninth inning.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
The first hit of the ball game for Joseph Rodriguez is a RBI double. And with that, it'll bring up B.J. Cook to the plate, who's 0-for-3 in the ball game. And all of a sudden, Adrian DeLeon is going to make his way from behind home plate to have a word with his relief pitcher. In a situation like this, you kind of just hope that your catcher can give your pitcher a little bit of advice to get him through the ball game. And hopefully don't have to go to one more arm here as they still have three games left in the series. So B.J. Cook at the plate, 0-for-3 in the ball game. An upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal, and that one is on the outside corner, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Oh, and one with one away. Linsky glances over at second base. B.J. Cook looking for his first hit of the ball game, and that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. One and one with one away. B.J. Cook a combined 0-for-7 so far here in the series. 1-1 with one away. Here's the fire home, and that one has bounced in. A very nice block by Adrian DeLeon. All right, we'll wrap up the series on Sunday before having Monday afternoon off, and then they'll travel up north to Modesto for the final time at John Thurman Field. The Modesto Nuts, their final year in Modesto, the reigning California League champions. The Rawhide will get them on August 6th through the 11th. Before returning home against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes on August 13th. A swing and a miss for B.J. Cook, and the count now 2-2. And as you start to look at the final series of the season, that Rancho series, very crucial. Visalia, 12 games left against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You got 6 at home, 6 on the road. And important to note, those final 6 games are the final 6 games of the season. The 2-2 pitch on the way is outside for ball 3-2. It's a very interesting schedule. It's a Fresno team that they'll also play in their final home series of the season. A Fresno Grizzlies team who is struggling in the second half. They are 13-19. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal. And that one's a swing and a miss. And a big strikeout for Linsky. There's 2 down here in the inning. Tenth strikeout of the ball game brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. It's Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. So with 2 away, it brings up Nick Schwartz to the plate. So far in this ball game, he is 0-for-2. He has gone on base twice, a walk in the first, a walk in the fifth as well. His 2 times he's gone out, it's been a flyout to right field to Jefferson Pena, and a strikeout swinging in inning number 8. Matthew Linsky gets ready to reach the half-century mark as the count is 1-0. Runner in scoring position here for the Ports. Clark Elliott has scored in the frame as well, the 1-0 deal, and that one is in there for a strike. The count now 1-1. Nick Schwartz, 2-for-5 entering the day. The Stockton catcher looking to add on another run here and make it at least a 5-run ball game. But now Matthew Linsky will step off the mound and get ready to reset. Visalia, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile for Stockton, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Right, looking to go to the weekend on a 3-game winning streak. 1-1 with 2 away. Here's the pitch to Schwartz, the breaking ball high and inside, and the count will now move to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The Rawhide looking to at least guarantee a series split right here. 1-2, a two away. Linsky looks at second. Here's the deal home for the win. That one's popped up to the left side. It should end the ball game. Backing up is Yancel Luis. He'll call off Demetrio Crisantes. He's underneath it. He'll put two hands on the ball, and the ball game comes to conclusion. Rawhide defeats Stockton for the third straight game. Final score tonight, Visalia, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Winning pitcher for today's ballgame, Adonis Perez. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher is Corey Avent. And the Rawhide will get ready for tomorrow's ball game for game 4 of the 6-game series. It'll be the right-hander Casey Anderson on the mound for your Visalia Rawhide. We'll get ready to sign off here on the MILB app. Make sure to join us on VisaliaRawhide.com as we'll wrap up this game with post-game coverage alongside Justin Brown. Once again tonight, Visalia 8, Stockton 2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app. Have a great night, everybody.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Thursday night as Rawhide have now captured 3 straight wins against the Stockton Ports. Final score tonight, Visalia 8, Stockton 2. And this game started off with Visalia getting on the board first in the bottom half of the second inning. Drew Jones with a leadoff walk, then a single to Adrian DeLeon. 2 batters later, it'd be Jefferson Pena's 2-run RBI double. And it would be Pena who would finish tonight with a pair of hits. He's now got 3 hits so far in the series. He is 3-for-7 so far, including the walk-off RBI, 2-run RBI single in last night's ballgame. So at the end of 2 innings of work, Visalia led this ballgame 2-0. Then in the bottom half of the third inning, another pair of runs was added on thanks to an RBI single from Demetrio Crisantes, also an RBI double from Angel Ortiz. So the Visalia Rawhide led the ballgame 4-0. At the end of 3, the Rawhide would tack on another 3 runs in the bottom half of the 5th inning thanks to a 3-run home run from Jackson Feltner. It would be his 6th home run of the season and a team-tying 6 home runs here in 2024. He ties Yancel Luis with the most home runs so far this season. Then in the bottom of the 7th inning, the Rawhide tack on another run thanks to a sack fly from Jackson Feltner. A very productive game today for Feltner as he'd be named today's Toyota Player of the Game. However, Stockton would add on a pair of runs, 1 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th inning as well. And the final score tonight, Visalia 8, Stockton 2. And with Adonis Perez getting the win, meanwhile, Corey Avent suffers a loss. And now we're joined by Justin Brown, who just recently spoke with Jackson Feltner.
Yes, Joe, he got on the field and spoke with Jackson Feltner. Asked him, Jackson, you hit your first home run since the month of June. Really went a month without getting a home run. And he said, you know, Joey, he said he just found a pitch that he was looking for up in the zone. Swung on that one. He shook the monkey off his back. That is what he called the hitting slump that he has been in lately. And that's how you do it, Joey. A big home run, it can really help you get out of your slump.
Sweep the monkey off the bat. That's a very good description from Jackson Feltner, and it's good for home run number 6 here in 2024. Once again, final score Visalia 8, Stockton 2. We'll take one final break in. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Tecron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Tecron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you as we get ready to wrap up this third game of the six-game set. And, Justin, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Yes, Joey. The San Jose Giants currently tied 12-12 with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the top of the ninth. What an offensive showing there, Joey. The Giants trying their best to get a win over Rancho, and now they got a runner on first. You look over in Inland Empire, it is the complete opposite ball game for Modesto. Inland Empire taking a 10-0 lead over the Modesto Nuts in the top of the eighth inning. And you look at Lake Elsinore, they get the 4-1 win over the Fresno Grizzlies.
A 4-1 ball game, that's the lowest scoring affair on this Thursday night. And you look at two out of the four games, a combined 34 runs on just one night. Moving around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization out in the high A level, it was the Hillsboro Hops and the Spokane Indians. Hillsboro currently leads 12-9 in the top half of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, the Amarillo Sod Poodles had to go through 10 innings, but it was the Sod Poodles that defeat the Corpus Christi Hooks, final score 3-2. And then at the triple-A level, the Sacramento Rivercats defeat the Reno Aces, final score 5-1. Turning the page towards tomorrow, Visalia will look to go for four straight. Tomorrow it'll be Casey Anderson. Justin, what are the keys to winning tomorrow's ballgame?
So, Joey, you would expect to see the offense remain hot. The bats have to stay hot early in the game. How much has it helped the Rawhide out, especially today, putting runs on the board early? We saw two-run innings, the second and the third inning, allowing the Rawhide to get on the board first, and that really helped them out in this game, put a lot more pressures on the bullpen to try and limit the amount of damage. And, Joey, also you got to say, tomorrow you would look to see some of these hitters remain hot. Jackson Feltner hasn't got a home run in over a month. That can help him break the seal on something that's been holding him back. Apparently there was a monkey on his back holding him back, Joey. And then you also, Yancel Luis trying to get more hits from him. And Jefferson Pena, let's see him continue his hitting streak, doing great things, 2-for-3 night to night. He had a 2-RBI single in the second inning. And you look at yesterday, his an eighth walk-off win for the Rawhide, his second one for him so far this season. So, Joey, the Rawhide have been clicking against Stockton. We talked about how this is a must-win series for the Rawhide. You're playing against a series, a team that only has 11 wins in the second half of the season. If you're trying to become a playoff team, this is an opponent you have to have success against.
This is a wide-open series, but as we talk, you can definitely notice there are some things for improvement. Drew Jones is hitless in the series. Ruben Santana is hitless as well. So you look at the box score, oh, yeah, we won by 6, but there's definitely things you still need to improve on.
Yeah, Joey, that win really became – it was not a win that was easily gotten. Jackson Feltner's 3-run homer really helped them out. But Drew Jones, you mentioned he is hitless in this series so far, now 0-for-8, I believe, in the series, or 0-for-6 in the series so far. And Yancel Luis, not the hitting that we are used to seeing from him. He gets to 102 hits now with his single today. But, Joey, really someone that led the team against Stockton with RBIs, had 5 RBIs on the season. Haven't seen any RBIs from him so far in this series. Definitely looking for him to improve.
So definitely 3-star players that will look to hopefully say their name a little bit more tomorrow night starting at 6:30 p.m. One final time tonight, Visalia, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Stockton, they have 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Adonis Perez receives a win. He's 4-6. Meanwhile, Corey Avent suffers the loss. He falls to 2-4 with a 7.31 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 36 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,420 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow is game 4 of the 6-game series starting at 6:30 p.m., so Justin and I will be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Until we talk tomorrow night, Visalia leads the series 3-0. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.